Tomorrow's news today.
The globalists are coming! The globalists are coming!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones at alexjoneslive.com. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the links and spread the word. We've only just begun to fight.
Thursday, the 6th day of August, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, we have two huge guests coming up today. The top Russian journalist and wartime correspondent will be joining us. Then we have the top futurist, the guy that was talking about human-animal cloning and nanotech and smart dust 35 years ago. Steve Quayle will be joining us in the second hour. And then in the third hour, Vladimir Solyov, I always say his name wrong, will be joining us. I've been on his show before. He speaks very good English. Look for that coming up later in the transmission. Those two big guests today. I'm getting high tech here with the graphics, folks. That's how we do it now. So look for all that and more today. You certainly do not want to miss the second and third hour. I intend to open the phones up in the fourth hour and cover a lot of other news. And boy, is there a lot of news here. I am just blown away right now by how insane things are on every front. We have some good news. We have the Senate voting to hold Fauci in contempt. And it is very rare that if the Senate or House holds somebody in contempt, that they are not indicted. And if Todd Blanche doesn't indict him now, it's just unprecedented. Absolutely unprecedented, because when they do that, that's the legislative branch saying that, and you get indicted. In fact, I can't really think of a case where that doesn't happen. So he's lied to them many, many times. And under the law, yes, you can take the fifth if you haven't been pardoned. But if you haven't been pardoned, well, then you don't have the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination because you've been found with a blanket pardon. So now it just becomes contempt. And that is a big deal. We'll be going over all of that. Now, that's some good news, but it's kind of like a consolation prize with the bad news, and it is bad news. The CDC and FDA have approved Moderna's mRNA flu vaccine, calling it safe and effective with absolutely no evidence proving that. All the evidence goes the other direction, and she's advancing, it looks like, to a full vote. The queen of mandating vaccines, Dr. Erica Schwartz, to be the head of the CDC. And she says they're all safe and effective, make everybody take the shots. She's basically the opposite of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That is not good news. He was asked in the hearings whether he would support her decisions to push mRNA, and he said, I'm not going to say I'll support it. And he could still overrule her, but he didn't overrule what just happened with his flu shot. So even with Kennedy, stuff's starting to go sideways. Not good. I don't think anybody can deny that that's a fact. Well, it's official. Tucker Carlson and those guys got together, and they are planning to launch a third party. He's put out a 10-plank America First manifesto. We'll be going over all this and more today. One hell of a transmission. Be sure to share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and our new site, alexjoneslive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Vladimir Solovyov will be joining us. He's the top Russian talk show host, newscaster, and frontline war correspondent. So Vladimir Solovyov will be joining us in the third hour. We have the top futurist. I mean, he doesn't get the credit he's due. So much I learned about the New World Order was 30-plus years ago from Steve Quayle. He will be joining us coming up in the second hour today. So be sure and join us for Steve Quayle as well today. Okay, let's go over the news here. Some of it's really good. Some of it's absolutely horrible. Some of it is ultra beautiful. Some of it is incredibly ugly. And all I know how to do is just call balls and strikes. We were all told that the feds had investigated Zorro Ranch and looked around for underground facilities and all the rest of it. And you can see just in the drone footage and satellite photos from Google Earth that there are snorkels all over the property, big ventilation systems around the house and hundreds of yards out from the house. You don't have those unless there's underground structures or unless it's a big factory or something and they've got, you know, vents going off to a water supply or something like a power plant. And you've got all these witnesses that reported all sorts of bizarre medical experiments going on underneath the building. That alone points towards cover-up. We already have a huge cover-up going on and so many other facets, so it's just par for the course. I'd say about a 99% chance they're covering up what really went on at Zorro Ranch. I mean, the FBI's own report said they found houses full of hard drives, and Pam Bondi said it was hundreds of children being brutally raped by Epstein and others. Remember all that? But now, oh no, it was child rape, child assault videos of other people had made. Well, now New Mexico sues DOJ and Todd Blanche, alleging they blocked Epstein probe. And in their lawsuit, I learned quite a bit because this had all been sealed in an agreement from 2019, back during the last Trump administration, with the state, that if the state gave them everything they had, they would give them everything they had. The feds would, and they would then have that publicly put out, but it wasn't put out, and the state was not given their end of it by the feds. This is a big deal. In fact, this is the biggest smoking gun of cover-up of a whole bunch of smoking guns we've got. It'll probably take me 20 minutes to go over this if I move quickly, so that's going to be in the fourth hour. But crew, producers, the producers aren't there to tell me what to cover and what to do, but they're there to remind me when I tell them to make sure I do that. They're kind of like my alarm clock. They do a great job, by the way, recommending guests and news and helping me ferret things. But when I tell the crew to tell me something, it's because I'm telling them I want them to tell me. People are like, someone's in his ear telling him what to do. Yeah. It's called my conscience. But just remind me, guys, to do that in the fourth hour because I don't want to forget. It's a big, big, big deal and truly sickening. Now, we have Fauci, the Senate voting to hold him in contempt today. And I've never seen it where the House or Senate votes to hold somebody in contempt and when they don't get indicted. And when the House or Senate puts out a recommendation to the DOJ that they've had seen perjury, in basically every case, the people get indicted, like Steve Bannon and Roger Stone and you know, so many other people. So I don't see how Todd Blanche doesn't indict him now, because this is not like a regular criminal referral. This is the legislative branch voting. This person was in contempt. Here's a report how they were in contempt. He was in contempt, cut and dry. You can't plead the fifth when you've been pardoned for something, because you're not self-incriminating because you're pardoned. The law is very clear. Supreme Court rulings are clear. Fauci is now absolutely set to be indicted by the Justice Department. If he isn't, that's, again, more unprecedented cover-up, which par for the course. I mean, if I had to make a prediction, I guess he won't be indicted. Though that might even be too much for even the system. So we're going to be going over that, and that dovetails with the really bad news. The CDC and FDA have now greenlit Moderna's mRNA flu shot, calling it safe and effective. And the lady they've passed out of committee, it looks like she's got the votes. The queen of mandating vaccines, Dr. Erica Schwartz, is set to be the new CDC director. Even though she flies in the face of RFK Jr. and what he says he stands for. So, not a good situation. We'll be going over all of that and more today. Tucker Carlson, last week, they posted this viral video, or viral photos, also some videos, of Carlson with Congressman Massey, former Congressman MTG, Joe Kent, and the word was they were preparing a America First third-party move. And indeed, according to Joe Kent, that is exactly what is about to be announced. And Tucker put out a 10-point manifesto on what the party will stand for. So that is a done deal. We'll be taking a first look at that today and different ramifications of it as well. And then there's just so much more, obviously, breaking and coming in. There's new government reports and declassifications, some of the good things the Trump admin's been doing, kind of a tail end of what Gabbard did, on the CIA suppressing U.S. and Russian studies over the last 70 years, up until a decade ago, of anti-parasitics with upwards of 80% cancer cure rates. Isn't that interesting? Ivermectin, mebendazole, things like that. What a disgusting, sickening, evil group we have running our government. Instead, they give us all these so-called vaccines filled with cancer viruses that cause cancer. And it's been known for a long time that most cancer is from viruses, and then your immune system gets worn out and gives up, and then it takes over, goes in and plugs in, orders the cells to start replicating faster than they should. What's the mRNA shot, the COVID shot do? Orders your body to produce spike protein. That spike protein orders the DNA strand to stop repairing the cell, causing cell death. And then some cells will continue to replicate, even though they've basically died internally, and you get cancer. So they give you shots to give you cancer, and then they keep things from you that they knew in the 50s. And I can tell you, out in East Texas growing up, and I worked for a large animal vet off and on for 5 years, they just think the cure-all for everything is ivermectin. And they got other dewormers, too. And I remember being like 12 years old laughing at them, and the veterinarian going, that isn't a joke. I do it myself. Well, think about it. If it stops bacteria replicating, if it stops viruses replicating, what do you think that does? What's weighing your immune system down? The bad bacteria, the bad viruses. The bad viruses are in there ordering your body to create cancer. So if you knock them out, what's that do? What did they win the Nobel Prize for? Ivermectin, antiviral. How the Japanese create that? Well, they love their carp, their ornamental goldfish. And they sell some of them for millions of dollars a piece for breeding. And they just had big money prizes out to their scientists decades ago, was it in the 60s, to find a way to make carp not get infections and die, and they got ivermectin. So when I'm up here talking about all this stuff, you listen to me. You do your own research. Because the bad guys don't want you to know about that. What they paid $2.3 billion, the federal government did secretly, to Walgreens and CVS alone not to prescribe hydroxychloroquine in the first 6 months of the, quote, pandemic, because they knew if you got it early, it totally knocked it out. I remember when you go to the doctor and we're sick, they'd say, well, just, we're too full. Come back when you can't breathe. They'd wait till it progressed. You hit it early on with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all that stuff. Budesonide, almost 100%. But if you waited till somebody had to go on a respirator, well, you know the rest of the story. And it was all done to suppress that. And it came out in documents that Fauci and all of them knew this. They were sending emails around saying, we got to get on this. We can't let the public know about this. These people are murderers. Absolute murderers. He knew in the 80s that the different drugs they were giving AIDS patients would actually kill them. And then they would block all of the cheap drugs that would absolutely cure people. Cure them. Why do you think Magic Johnson's still alive? Why do you think all of a sudden, oh, you get HIV, you don't die from it now? Because everybody now knows on the black market what to do. And even your mainline doctors go, oh, no, don't take the AZT, don't take the interferon, don't take this, don't take that, take this. And I remember my dad, during the AIDS epidemic, the HIV epidemic, he wasn't just a dentist, he owned part of a hospital in Rowlett, and he knew a bunch of doctors there. And I remember talking about HIV, and he said, oh, that's all a bunch of bull, they're killing them with the drugs. And I said, how do you know that? And he goes, oh, I talked to the doctors and the people involved, and they're helping supply local people with drugs that actually cure them, and they don't. And then later, years later, the Dallas Buyers Club comes out, and I go, Dad, is that what you were talking about? He goes, oh, yeah, I helped out a bunch of people, but a bunch of us did. And then I talked to some of his other doctor friends. They said, oh, you didn't know your dad was like one of the biggest guys going around telling people what drugs to get from Mexico and even, you know, help people prescribe them. And it's just crazy that here I am fighting Fauci when I'm 40, you know, 6 years old, when this all started with Fauci. I'm 52 now. Of course, I was talking about Fauci decades ago, too. But and then my dad was fighting a little bastard. It's like, that's how long this guy has been going around doing this to people and killing everybody. And it wasn't just Dallas. They made a movie about it because Dallas was the epicenter of doctors going, we're not going to kill people. I mean, they had huge protests with all over the country with signs, including Dallas, D.C., you name it, with the signs saying, Fauci killed my brother. Fauci killed my... Yeah. They gave them drugs they knew would kill you. And what they do with the COVID, they would give you drugs that would turn your organs off. They would give you drugs that would fill your lungs with water. And it wasn't just the U.S. From Australia to the U.K., they would give them these key drugs that they know you don't give somebody because it makes their lungs stop working. So everybody knew that, yeah, this is film from the 80s that Fauci was running around killing everybody back then the same way he does it now. So let's tackle this first because it all ties together. And I really like RFK Jr. and he's done a lot of good stuff with the food dyes and slowing down the mRNA and getting the vaccine liability protection off most of the poison shots and getting the federal government to go from 68 recommended shots down to 7. I'm not looking to give tourists in the mouth, okay? And he's got to work through the system. And they, when he goes on vacation, they'll turn around and sign orders, and then he's got to come back and override it. So people get really pissed at him and then later find out that they've been going behind his back, and he gets stuff reversed again. But he also knows he can only get as much done as he can with Trump, and that if he just throws his hands up, well, then we have nobody there, and I'd rather him stay there and get something done than not have him there and get nothing done. It's not a lesser of two evils. It's getting done what you can get done. And they asked about this new CDC director. I mean, she's passed out of committee. Looks like she's got the votes. Erica Schwartz. And she's pro-shot, says every shot works. No one's ever gotten sick. mRNA's totally safe. Total crap. But she has Fauci clone. And they said in the committee hearings, will you support her? And he said, I'm not going to say I am, no. You know, if she tries to authorize mRNA shots, will you do it? And he said, no, I'm not going to say I'll do that. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But the fact that FDA approves Moderna's mRNA flu vaccine, that's Associated Press reporting that, we'll be getting to that in a moment, makes my blood boil because the flu shot has never protected anybody. They never guessed the right mutation. It lowers your immunity. It's contaminated with all sorts of SV40 cancer viruses and other goodies. Just look up what I'm saying. If you're a new listener, you're like, oh, yeah, right. Just look up what I'm saying. The flu shot's never protected anybody. It runs down your immune system. It's full of contaminants. Just type in flu shots contaminated SV40. Start there. Sometimes they test them and they'll have hundreds of different cancer viruses. Every known cancer virus they found, they're just throwing it in there. It's in the mRNA shots with the COVID. And now they're like, oh, finally it's going to work. We never guessed the right flu before. We're always, you know, a year before. Now we can tailor it right then for whatever the flu is and give you this mRNA. And then the whole platform causes all sorts of autoimmune disorders and problems and cancer. They just said, oh, it's approved, it's safe, even though they haven't even studied it officially. But they have studied it with the mRNA COVID shot, and we know about the devastation there. So they think we don't have a memory. So this is outrageous. But let's have the good news first. Here's the actual video of the Senate voting to hold Fauci in contempt. And again, unless the way the law and regulations work, they may totally violate it. Unless that happens in every other case in the past, he's getting indicted. So I wouldn't hold your breath if we'll be watching that. Then that dovetails with the queen of mandated poison shots, Dr. Erica Schwartz, short clip, and then that dovetails into RFK talking about her. And then I want to go to clip 18, just a brief breakdown of how the COVID shots have killed more people than World War I and World War II combined. That's a conservative number from insurance company actuaries. Let's go to those clips.
Question is on reporting of an original resolution regarding contempt of Congress. The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Lankford.
Aye.
Senator Scott.
Yes.
Senator Hawley.
Aye.
Senator Moreno.
On behalf of the millions of people harmed by Anthony Fauci, resoundingly yes.
Senator Ernst.
Aye.
Senator Moody.
Aye.
Senator Peters.
No.
Senator Hassan.
No.
Senator Blumenthal.
No.
Senator Fetterman.
No.
Senator Kim.
No.
Senator Gallego.
No, by proxy.
Senator Slotkin.
No, by proxy.
Senator Paul.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, on the vote of those present, the yeas are 8, the nays are 5. On the vote by proxy and for the record only, the yeas are 0, the nays are 2. On this vote, the yeas are 8, the nays are 5, and the motion is agreed.
I do believe that mRNA.
You're all welcome over afterwards. Yeah.
I do believe that mRNA technology is safe and effective.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Secretary, if Dr. Swartz is confirmed, will you commit on the record today to implement whatever vaccine guidance she issues without interference?
I'm not going to make that kind of commitment.
Because you probably won't. You'll probably fire her as well as Director Molnar is, because you will not accept the recommendations based on science.
They always hide behind science. When science is questioning, and we know the damn shots are deadly. You got to love Jim Breuer, though. We've had him in studio before. We're getting back on. The great comedian. Let's go back to the early days of the COVID hoax with him up there exposing Fauci. This clip's gone viral again. Here it is. I'll give you the clip again. I'll tell you right now. It's a clip 8. So here's Jim Breuer, clip 8.
Trust the experts. Trust the experts. Trust the science. Trust the science. CDC, CDC. Dr. Fauci. Mask on, mask off. Two shots, one shot. Mask on, two masks. Comply.
Thank you all for coming out and risking your lives. Who wants a shot? Who wants to see a ball game? Wave your flipper. That's for you. Go see the ball game. Who wants to work again? That's for you. Who wants their kids educated? What's in the shot? It's safe. Don't worry.
Go ahead. Get it.
It's...
Dancing viruses.
6 foot safe.
5 foot danger.
If you're 6 foot safe.
I'm 5 foot danger. I'm coming to breathe on you.
All of it admitted mind control. But Black Lives Matter can protest. That's safe, but you can't. You got
to
stay in your house.
To the rules. Here come the governors. Bump, 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 bump.
You can't be at the beach by yourself or in the water. We're going to beat you up. You're not wearing a mask.
We have no rules and regulations.
Remember what Arnold said? Screw your freedom.
We shall determine who is essential.
We'll be right back on the other side with more of this. And a lot more after that. Stay with us and share those live feeds now. We're closing in on Fauci. Stay in attack formation.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the disgusting globalists want to own our bodies. They want to be able to geoengineer the air with all these toxic chemicals, barium, salts, lithium dioxide. They want to fry us with 5G and 6G. They want to give us deadly fluoride in the water. They want to hit us with all the microplastics and all the chemicals in the water and the atrazine and the bisphenol A and all the gender bending, and it comes out in documents. It's part of a larger plan. They want us dumbed down so they can control us and slowly depopulate us and train us that we're nothing but animals. And the globalists admit at the WEF and UN that they have the lowest approval ratings ever. They are mistrusted. They are hated. They want new pandemics. They want disease X. They want to train you to be locked down in your house and your smartphone tells you where you can go and what you can do. They admit all of this. But because they're so discredited, you have record lows of people taking their poison shots around the world, not just here. You have the leaders associated with it. The Faucis and the Bill Gates of the world, they're the most hated men on the planet. But we have to continue to hammer this or they're going to bring it back. And here they are. Oh, we're going to approve mRNA for everything. Measles, mumps, rubella, the flu, everything. meningitis, you name it. We're just going to roll it out with all the carnage. And they've been trying to have mRNA vaccines for 25 years, but so many animals die in the studies. So many animals die in the trials, and then humans die in them. And so now they just say, oh, it's safe and effective. We skip right to the rollout, and then they try to cover up the carnage it causes. So, yeah, it's great that they held him in contempt, Fauci, but at the same time, now they've got the lady that looks like she'll be the next CDC director. It's gotten out of committee. Senate confirms the queen of mandating vaccines. She is confirmed. Dr. Erica Schwartz as new CDC director. In fact, that was a brain fart. I knew that this morning. I don't know why. I was looking at the other headline about her being confirmed out of committee a few days ago. So she is confirmed. Excuse me. Senate confirms the queen of mandating vaccines, Dr. Erica Schwartz, as your new CDC director at a 51-44 vote. She believes that mRNA technology is safe and effective despite millions of Americans being killed or disabled by it. Meanwhile, FDA approves Moderna's mRNA flu vaccine. The agency had initially refused to even review the application, but reversed course after a public outcry. Oh, the public outcried for it. The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday approved the first mRNA flu vaccine, enabling use of technology that will make it easier to rapidly target a widely prevent or particularly virulent strain of the virus. The approval of the vaccine, called MFLUS1VA, which is manufactured by Moderna, follows a series of blows to mRNA research directed by Health and Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., including the cancellation of 22 projects meant to develop vaccines with mRNA technology through the government's Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. That's DARPA and the Pentagon. Initially, the FDA had refused to even review Moderna's application for approval. But, oh, things changed this year. But publicly reversed course after a public outcry. The flu kills 300,000 people worldwide each year, but particularly harsh 2024-25. Because they didn't say it existed the years before, the last 5 years before that, to say it was COVID, remember? But now it's way bad because they say, oh, this person that died of cancer or heart attack, they died of the flu. With an estimated 45,000 deaths in the United States, including at least 297 reported cases in children, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The new vaccine is authorized for people ages 50 to 64. They want to get rid of the old folks. The FDA issued an accelerated approval for adults 65 or older, which allows widespread use and can be converted to a full approval if the results of follow-up study are deemed acceptable. So they're going to do a study in live time on people 50 to 64. Oh, we don't do studies in rats or rabbits or mice. We don't even do select studies in humans first. We just roll it out and then see what happens. Then they cover up the results like with COVID shot, which isn't even a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. And say, now it's for kids, too. It's the same crap. Unbelievable. Absolutely disgusting. I got three clips I want to finish up, then I'm going to move into the latest in the Iran disaster. And this is the biggest yet. And every week, this is bigger, because it just gets worse. It's not like I get up here and just say, oh, it's getting worse, to say it's getting worse. You know, you can all see it's getting worse. And now at Camp David, Trump chews out Hegseth off the side of the press so they could see it. Oh, why'd you tell me there's plenty of missiles when we're out? I'm going to find out whoever leaked this, and they're going to prison. Well, the Pentagon was sent a letter by the head of the European command, and you had the Pentagon previously leak that we're running out of missiles, that we won't have any to protect the U.S. because they all go to Israel. So we got that coming up. But let's go back to Jim Breuer finishing up his famously viral rant about Fauci and the tyranny and the governors and all the rest of it, lest we forget. And that ties into the short clip. COVID shots killed more Americans than World War I and World War II combined, the Vietnam War and the Iraq War combined. That is true from the insurance actuary numbers. And that ties into a short clip we're going to play of attorney Tom Renz talking about the authorization for this total mRNA rollout, not just with the flu, but they're talking about a whole bunch of others. Even though Kennedy killed the authorizations, he's now being countermanded by you-know-who, Donald John Trump. And, of course, we'll have a new CDC head who just got confirmed, Erica Schwartz. And I, you know, want to just point out that does she wear an American flag necklace or a cross? No, I guess she's Jewish. She wears Star of David. And that'll get her big points with Netanyahu, who said, play the clip, that Israel has a national health service and so that Israel will be used as guinea pigs to test new drugs, new shots, you name it. So Israel, he says, is at the forefront of using humans as guinea pigs. And the U.S. is like, hold my beer, hold your horses. We're going to roll right out in the public with these things and call the official rollouts the testing. Literal guinea pigs, ladies and gentlemen. Here's those clips.
American COVID-19 vaccine deaths, it ranges from about 470,000 from Pfizer alone up to 840,000 American deaths from the COVID-19 vaccines. We have to remember that that is rivaling the American soldier death toll of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and the Iraq War combined.
I'm the grandma killer.
Listen to the rules. Here come the governors. Bump, 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 bump.
We have no rules and regulations. We shall determine who is essential . We shall determine who may go at your house and who shall have a muffin. And remember, if you see any children playing uns outside together, report them and their parents. This is for your safety.
But safe.
And then the news cockatoos come out.
Watch the news, watch the news. Trust the experts, trust the experts. Trust the science. Trust the science. CDC, CDC. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci. Mask on, mask off. Two shots, one shot. Mask on, two masks. Comply, comply.
People want to fight and argue. You don't understand what's going on. Everyone knows a doctor. I know doctor. And they call me like there's a stockpile.
Facts and figures, facts and...
It is mind-blowing. I mean, I got to be honest with you guys. I have never seen anything like this. The absolute absurdity of this order, it's just straight-up doublespeak, and it's a smack in the face to any American who dealt with anything related to COVID, and that's every single one of us. Donald Trump just put out an order giving the swamp full control to authorize any gain of function they wanted despite what happened during COVID. Folks, it's right here.
So they're coming back with all the poison garbage yet again. Trump was doing so good the first 5-6 months of administration, and everything started going sideways. And now, if you follow the trajectory, you turn a ship even a few degrees, but keep turning it a few more degrees, pretty soon you're going the opposite direction. So let's say he was doing a near-perfect job the first 4 or 5 months. That's 12 noon, straight up. and then 6, let's say, is absolute hell. He starts moving 6 months in, and now we're at about 3 o'clock, and the hands are turning towards 6 fast. And that's why I've been so upset. Basically, on the current trajectory, Trump will be in a total reversal of everything. He ordered, according to Bovino, and later it came out that was accurate, what, 3 months ago, the former head of the Border Patrol blew the whistle. He said, look, I love Trump. I want to be nice here, but he ordered all internal border enforcement basically killed. And so they keep blaming the new DHS head like he's the one doing it. He's following what Trump told him to do. And then Trump will have rhetoric like, oh, I want him to get tougher, but in reality, he's not. So what happened there? I could just go down the line. In reality, Trump is changing on almost every major issue. And we're supposed to just sit here and blame the head of DHS. And I'm not defending the head of DHS, Mark Wayne Mullen. I'm just simply saying we have it from the sources who's doing this. Just like we said, hey, Trump's killing the Epstein investigation. Remember that? 6 months in, people go, oh, how dare you blame him? He's not the one. A week later, if you believe in anything Epstein, you're not MAGA and you're low IQ and you're dumb and there's nothing going on and just forget the whole thing. And we're like, you mean if you're involved, you're saying it's a hoax, but it's real, right? No, none of it's real. And we're supposed to just buy into that. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Meanwhile, we got the Democratic Socialists and the Islamicists and all these people to deal with. And now Trump's not really worried about the midterms, it appears. It's now come out from fundraising meetings that Trump is supporting Vance as his successor. I guess he doesn't really trust Rubio at the end of the day, the no neocon. That's something good if it pans out to be true or if Trump doesn't flip-flop on that. Unbelievable. I want to get now to the latest Iran developments and what exactly is going on there. Missile meltdown, Trump vows jail for leakers. And so many times he does that, it turns out it's his own Joint Chiefs that are doing it. Or it's him leaking, but he still says arrest the leakers. I guess that's for the Kabuki Theater or whatever, but I don't think he leaked we're out of missiles. No, I think he's genuinely pissed about this because the general said, okay, do we have missiles for us and our anti-missile system, or does everything go to Israel? Because we're out of missiles for Israel if we just have bare minimum for us. And, of course, the neocons last week are, Jones, shut up. They didn't say we're out. They just said we need to make more. Everything's fine. No, they're not making them quick enough. That's coming up in a few minutes. But first, you heard all this talk about anti-parasitics and how they just do amazing things and how that's been suppressed. The other things they're known to do, like ivermectin and mebendazole. Well, we have the highest quality pharmaceutical grade from a pharmacy. The two together as a combo is unbelievable. Talk about the total detox. You can call, email, talk to the pharmacist, talk to the nurse, the physician. Boom. Get your prescription of ivermectin and mebendazole right now at 1776rx.health. Everyone, in my view, talk to your physician first, but me personally, a couple times a year, take this as a detox. Because if it's doing bad stuff to parasites and knocking them out, what else do you think it does, ladies and gentlemen? So important. Do your own research into ivermectin and mebendazole and what they don't want you to know about this. 1776rx.health, and it supports our broadcast. This is the highest quality. So many things you can find online are adulterated or aren't even real. You owe it to yourself to get the highest quality, ladies and gentlemen. And if you sign up for a prescription for it, it cuts the price basically in half. So it's a great deal. 1776rx.health, 1776rx.health, and it supports the broadcast. I want to thank you for your support. Also, we have the new sale the Mega Summer Markdown at thealexjonesstore.com. And when you get the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements, it's not just an adventure to wear the shirts and ball caps, the rest of it. It's not just great for your body to take our ultramethylene blue and our ultramethylene red and our Shilajit and all the rest of it. It funds this operation that changes the world. So the Mega Summer Markdown is happening now with huge savings across some of our most popular products. 50% off Irish Sea Moss capsules, creatine powder. We have the highest rated. Turmeric gummies, 95% curcuminoid. Superfood green gummies, incredible. The best. All 50% off. The bovine colostrum, 40% off. Shilajit capsules, 40% off. Ultimate Chill. MK Ultra Brain Booster, all 40% off. Turmeric tincture, the strongest. Ultimate Energy, methylene blue tincture, all 40% off. Colostrum capsules, 40% off. And it goes on and on. And we're also extremely excited to announce, ladies and gentlemen, something that listeners have been requesting big time, and that Shilajit tincture, the strongest, best Shilajit out there. This is private labeled from the top company that gets this out of the Himalayas. No one even knows where it comes from or how it works. It's just millions of years old. When there's earthquakes in the sides of the mountains, they find the deposits, and it has all these insane peptides that are only in nature. But not all Shilajit is the same. Different deposits are different. Some are toxic. This is obviously tested to be totally clean and pure. And it comes pure from the source. That's really important because when you have to purify stuff, it can kill some of the powerful enzymes and things that are in it. So this comes clean from the source. This is the really crowning achievement to be able to get this in a concentrated liquid. People love the gummies. And now we've got the liquid tincture for even better absorption. The all-new Alex Jones Naturals Shilajit tincture is here. Right now it's 30% off. Our customers have been telling us that Shilajit does for them, how much they love it. They talk about more natural energy, better stamina, stronger workouts, sharper focus, and the drive to stay active throughout the day. Now we've taken Shilajit to the next level. This formula starts with 1,000 milligrams of Shilajit resin, then combines it with black cumin seed, burdock root, Irish moss, ashwagandha, boron, PQQ, CoQ10, and black pepper concentrates, all super concentrated. You get one precision stacked liquid formula designed to support natural energy, stamina, mental clarity, hormonal health, cellular function, and total body vitality. This is for people who are tired of feeling tired. This new Shilajit tincture is available for 30% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'll tell you more about it later, but I need to start getting into the Iran situation. We'll get more into that with the great Steve Quayle, who is joining us. I had a caller about 2 weeks ago go, "You haven't had Steve Quayle on because you're censoring him in a year." And I went, "You're right. I'm not censoring him, but it's been a year. Time goes by in like seconds as you get older." We called him up. He had laryngitis, couldn't come over 2 weeks. He is with us in the next hour. And I remember the caller couldn't tell me exactly what I was censoring. But doesn't matter. I told Steve, talk about whatever he wants. And I didn't get the guy. I didn't get Steve on because the guy said I was censoring. It reminded me of, my gosh, I love Steve Quayle. I've been listening to him 35 years. Learned so much what I know from Steve Quayle. You know, sometimes he can sound a little alarmist, but in the end, he's been accurate. And if we're not aware of how dangerous things are and have a normalcy bias, we'll end up getting radiated real fast. So I wouldn't even call it black-pilled or doom-pilled. I would call it knowing what the possible worst case scenarios are. You're going to get that with Steve Quayle coming up next hour. But let's start getting into this right now. So, missile meltdown, Trump vows jail for leakers. Trump Hegseth clashed at Camp David over Iran missile depletion. There in front of the press, but you know, off to the side, he, I guess, obviously wanted it heard, voiced his frustration at Hegseth, saying, "You told me we had plenty of missiles, but now I'm being told we don't, and I want whoever leaked this to go to prison." And then he went further on Truth Social and said the same thing publicly. What did the letter, the report from the head of the European Command say? "We're out of missiles to defend Israel. If we get the missiles we have left, Those are the missiles in our ships that protect the United States from ballistic missile attack, submarine attack, you name it. And so what do you want us to do? You've ordered us to continue missile defense of Israel, so you have to choose us or Israel. I can't believe the commanders would even follow an order not to defend us and just defend Israel. But I guess according to a lot of people in Israel, 10 million of us is equivalent of one of them. I don't think most Israelis think that, but that's kind of what we see the behavior from. And so Trump is just mad because he's been saying we've got plenty of missiles, and this undermines that thing he's been saying that's not true. Like, oh, we've already had regime change. We defeated them. The Strait of Hormuz is open. Everything's fine. They want a deal right now. And, of course, it's never true. And now he's saying all of that again. But here's a very cryptic statement I want to get to first. And he's made this several times last few days about we're going to hit them as hard as World War II. They haven't been hit this hard since World War II. Well, what did we do in World War II? Atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He's talking about destroying their civilization one day, never to return. Levin said use nukes. Satan's spirit animal, Lindsey Graham, before he died, was saying use nukes. Yet the Pentagon promoting nukes as if that's going to make them give up. That's just going to make us look like absolute criminals if that's done. But let's go ahead and play that statement from Trump.
The strait's going to be open very soon, or they're going to get hit very hard, and then the strait's going to be open. And we were going to a tremendous attack, the biggest since World War II, and they called me and said, very politely, please, can we talk? Can we talk? They didn't want. And I said, yes, we can talk. Let's get it done. Finally, let's get it done.
They've been saying they won't talk to him, and it turns out every time they're telling the truth. Oh, they're so desperate. Oh, they want to make a deal right now. What they actually say is, you guys always break the peace deals. And so all we can do is keep the strait closed and just push this all the way to the end because we're going to get bombed anyways. And again, I'm no fan of the mullahs, but the idea that they can't calculate the fact that they can't engage in chess when chess was invented there, it's just asinine. And this is a strategic defeat so far. So if we're out of munitions or low, how is it going to be the biggest attack ever? Well, they've already said they're looking at using nukes there, which I think is a disastrous idea. We'll get Steve Quayle's take on that when we come back in 2 minutes. There's Steve Quayle right there. Looking sharp as usual. Literally one of the granddaddies of the prepper movement, top futurist, analyst, you name it. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the great Steve Quayle and a lot more. Stay with us. Please share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and the news site, alexjoneslive.com.
Planet Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The Alex Jones Store.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from the AlexJonesStore.com.
The Ultra Methylene Red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
Come on now, bandit! We gotta get this truck on the road!
What they say can't be done.
Let's get a move on.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and what a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind it breaks. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. We'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
The
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Vladimir Solovyov, top Russian journalist and combat reporter. He's the top in Russia. Will be joining us next hour. This hour, we're joined by the top futurist, the father of modern prepping, the filmmaker, best-selling author, where I learned about the human-animal hybrids, the cloning, the weather weapons. 35 years ago, Steve Quayle was the go-to guy, and he's still the go-to guy, and we appreciate him. To cover the waterfront, he asked me today, he said, well, I'm coming on. I'm glad to come on, Alex. What do you want me to cover? I said, you will cover what you want to cover. I've got some points and topics and what we're facing. But talk about a man ahead of the curve. People would hear you make a lot of predictions about this stuff coming in the future, and they said, this is doom and gloom. You were saying get ready, but now it's all here, Steve. Some stations don't carry this first five. We join them at six after, but give us a prelude of what you want to put front and center today, and thank you so much for being here with us. You're at stevequayle.com, gen6giants.com, and more people can find your films, your books, and more there. Steve Quayle, thanks for being here.
Well, Alex, this is a really important time, and you know that we're trying to stay ahead of the curve, and I'm so grateful for you and the especially the guests you've had, because, look, they're confirming what you've warned about, what I've warned about. We've been on and off together, what, almost three decades? But today we're going to talk about probably one of the most unusual series of events happening, and it's the whole AI takeover and the platform takeover, and also the tunnels that are being found under Gene Hackman's home and also Hulk Hogan's home with alien writings, with hieroglyphics. And I'm going to put it all together for everybody, and I think it's going to be pretty mind-blowing because, you know, in putting together what's called my glyph project, I've got like eight experts around the world. Not one is in the United States. And the point is that all of the ancient symbols, all of the ancient entities mentioned, even people like Gilgamesh, the Epic of Gilgamesh, in other words, legendary people are absolutely coming forth into the stream of Google's quantum computer chip, and that obviously is Willow. And why did they shut the results down? And Alex, I'm going to tell everybody that I think they need to understand something. You're not being told the truth about really what is happening in the AI world, and I call it basically the alien infection, and I'm talking multidimensional entities. And so we're talking today about, I think, the most important subject, because the ancient glyphs tell not only what went on in the dateless past, but also what's coming up in our future. And it's the title for today's show, I just wrote it down, The Hijacking of Humanity. Singularity is the end of humanity. And for the record, the altogether goal of everything we see happening, the wars, all of the nonsense going on, the biological weapons labs in Ukraine that, thank God, Russia blew up, 102 bioweapons labs in the United States basically was funding Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard broke that story, but there's more going on than meets the eye, and it's my calling to let everybody know what's coming in the future, and I want to just thank you for having me on today, because it's important, and I'm also going to tell people, if you want me back on, we will show alien, real alien photos, not blurry stuff, not the typical grays from 100 years ago integrating into certain families in certain parts of the world, and they're as clear as day. And you're going to see that the whole UFO narrative that's being put forth by the U.S. government is nothing but a diversion and a perversion. So, you know, today's a really important day because in August, Operation High Jump started, you know, and it only lasted less than a year with Admiral Byrd in the Antarctic. But that's where the flying saucers advanced technology was found. And Admiral Byrd was debriefed by OSS, turned to the CIA, and then Forrestal was thrown out the window.
Hold on, stay there, back in 60 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're told we're obsolete. We're told the rise of AI means humans will be phased out. NBC News says by the year 2047, no more non-cyborg humans will be alive. What is going on? What is the rollout of 5G and 6G? What's going on with the kill switches by law and all the cars and the flock cameras and the rest of it? SteveQuayle.com, best-selling author, filmmaker. I've been listening to him 35 years. Been interviewing him at least 30 years, since about 1996. And wow, what an insane time to be alive. I want to do 35,000 foot view with you and then burrow into all of this, because everything you were talking about 30 years ago, now you tune to Joe Rogan, he's got Green Berets on about the giants of Afghanistan and the Nephilim and how they're all serious about it, and just gets crazier and crazier as the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man, of the Antichrist, and world government out in the open, the great reveal, the human trafficking, the pedophilia. You've got all Jewish school kids lost a few months ago and found in underground tunnels in New York. When we had a few years ago, all the weird tunnel behavior going on there. It just gets crazier and crazier by the minute. But big picture, the Ukraine war expanding, Russia threatening to hit NATO countries, Iran 160 days into this war, the strait closed, Trump saying that there'd be nothing left and he'll destroy the whole culture as a glowing crater. That means nukes, obviously. And then now he's saying, oh, is he ready to hit him with stuff? We haven't hit people with his heart since World War II, but now they came back to the table. I mean, what have we not used since World War II? That's atomic weapons or hydrogen bombs. It's obviously atomic. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So this is very clear. What's going on is massive escalation. What's it really about? 35,000 foot view, Steve Quayle. Let's get into AI and this AI takeover, the data centers. What are they really all about? Steve Quayle.
Well, Alex, the 35,000 foot view is simply this. We're watching all of the Luciferian, the global elite, the child sacrificing, human flesh eating cannibal cabal making their final play for the extinction of humanity. And they're using what they don't totally understand, all the ramifications. They're using every form of technology. You ran through the list. I don't need to rerun through it. But what's important that we give the big view, the Antichrist, that means the entity that will take the place of Jesus Christ, needs World War III to come on as a fake man of peace, fake that he's Jesus Christ, and brings a temporary peace and an end or cessation to the war. Now listen, we provoked the West, and under the Luciferian elite, are provoking the war with Russia. I'm telling everybody this. We do not, in the U.S. or in the West, NATO, I don't care who you throw in, I'm really aware of advanced technology. And I can tell you this. President Putin spoke truthfully. He demonstrated honestly. The Kinzhal, the Avangard, and their submarines, the Russian subs, and the Poseidon nuclear torpedoes, which people said I was fully, you know what, and Russia demonstrated. So here's the deal. We've got a pathological liar in the West, and we've got a leader in Russia. Listen, when you tell the truth, if someone's doing something right in the Lord, I'm not talking about the politics, and for the record, we're going communistic, already are, in the United States, and when the president says he'd make the best communist in the world, what is going on? So this entire vilification of Russia, I know you're having the man you're having on, that guy's bright. And when I listen to Dmitry Medvedev, and when I listen to Foreign Minister Lavrov, and I listen to President Putin, these guys are telling the truth. And the West is picking a fight they cannot win. We don't have any, that we know, functional nuclear weapons. And for instance, we're picking a fight. Why? For the decimation of 250 million Americans. And it's not going to go better. It's going to go worse. The big view is we're coming into the four horsemen of the apocalypse on a full gallop. We're watching war. We're watching absolute chaos. We're watching the mega drought that's coming. We're watching the biggest earthquakes preparing to happen, not just in the U.S., but especially in the U.S., in New Madrid, the entire Cascadia subduction zone with the Northridge quake and the San Andreas fault, all the volcanoes going off, all these things happening is a bigger view. But what I want people to understand is we're back to the future on this show. We're going back in time to know that this is all planned out. And I'm going to be sharing some stuff. And you know the whole thing about pre-Adamic creation, the golden age. And we keep hearing that repeated. That was the age prior to the creation of Adam and Eve. There was a fallen angel civilization, and I'm talking not cherubs on a mantle and the holidays. I'm talking Gilgamesh. I'm talking the epics. And now we're watching the unveiling of some of the most astonishing architecture that cannot be accounted for, and we've been revealing that. Obviously, I've been doing that for 25 years in Gen 6, but we're
And by the way, you were the first person I ever heard talk about this. I mean, I heard some preachers say what it talks about in the Old Testament's literal, you know, the giants coming down to have sex with the, you know, the daughters of men and creating these abominations. It's all clearly there. But what about all the books of the Bible they took out that people tried to say were written later, but since then they found them in Ethiopia, they found them in the Dead Sea Scrolls, dating back, carbon dating to exactly the times that the Bible says it was written, and then they found even older translations back, pre-Christ, saying the same thing, but then I guess the Vatican and others decided to pull those books out. You read those books, it is 100% spaceships landing, huge creatures coming off. You have, when Prometheus came out 15 years ago, the prequel to Alien, you had Ridley Scott of the New York Times saying, no, this is our real creation story. None of the elites believe in evolution, as we're told. We were planted here by aliens who we believe then transcended their bodies and are ethereal. And it just gets you into the New Age Luciferian cult, what they really believe. That's why they don't make fun of us when we talk about this. Notice the media doesn't, because they know dead serious what they're doing and what they're following.
Well, they're dead serious. And for instance, the Gene Hackman estate, and I know we're limited in time, but what does one of the most famous actors have with tunnels underneath his property in New Mexico with ancient symbols that are a Greek, Egyptian, Sumerian, and star charts on the ground, and a giant sealed door on the end of the tunnel? And what is important, I want people to know, for 3 years, I can make this statement, I can prove it, and proof said, well, I want to see proof. Listen, we're seeing now, Alex, and you know this, you've been preaching to the choir, and the choir now is increasing. But when you tell people that things are going to come in the future, they have to have a framework or an ability to reference it. Now with sci-fi and the, and by the way, that was taken over not only by the intelligence agencies, but we're going to talk about, if we have time, the alien intelligence agency plan to deceive mankind. And that's what the tunnels, especially Gene Hackman's tunnel says. We've deciphered it, eight different linguists, computer specialists, double PhDs. And what's important for people to understand, it all ends up in praise to Lucifer and the extinction of humanity. So I want people to recognize this. This is not a laughing matter. And, you know, humanity's been hijacked. I remember when Ray Kurzweil wrote his book, and you and I did a couple of interviews about that. I think the age of spiritual machines, and what we're watching with all the child sacrifice, the human sacrifice. People need to know the U.S. government and other governments in the world made deals, mostly U.S., with the aliens. They could abduct people. They just wanted to know their names, and for the abduction and the letting them off the hook. In essence, everybody, they would be given access to humans for human experimentation. Isn't it interesting, Alex? All of the early and even the ongoing abductions are always based around sex. And so when I wrote the book, and this is important because I think we did this 20 years ago together, Aliens and Fallen Angels, the Sexual Corruption of the Human Race, what the main Brad Steiger and Jacques Vallée and even Whitley Strieber, they were talking about that it wasn't like they were dealing with entities from foreign planets, but evil spirits. And I got to tell you that these guys laid the foundation. So where we're at today.
Well, that's right. All of them said that it's more associated with like poltergeist and ghost stories.
Yeah. And it's a supernatural. And I'm going to make a statement. Quantum physics is the spiritual realm, and people are getting all caught up. What the whole definition of quantum physics by the smartest people in the world, when they're talking about singularity, when they're talking about superpositioning, when they're talking about string theory, that's all basically trying to describe what the Bible makes very clear. For instance, Jesus said we're seated in heavenly places when we accept him as Lord and Savior, but how can I be on earth and seated in heavenly places? That's called superpositioning. Everything.
By the way, you're talking about the double slit that's been recreated thousands of times, where you have particles moving between metal or other things, but none of it's observed. It won't let you observe it. What is that?
Well, here's what it based on observation, and see, I want to make this clear. All of the definitions of quantum physics are not totally accurate, but you know, the superpositioning is how can a particle exist in two places? If you see it in one place and perceive it in the other, it exists even if you don't perceive it. That's like, can a tree fall in the forest if there's no one to hear it? Yeah, it can. It still makes sound. And then again, quantum entanglement, I mean, we're all created, those who are creating the image and likeness of God, Luciferians, just he forfeit that. But we live and move and have as being. That's the book of Acts. So what I'm saying specifically is the scientists are full of bleep, and they've dismissed this. They've dismissed you. They've dismissed me. And now they have to eat, let's just say this, fecal contaminated crow, because they absolutely are being proven to be the collective assembly of liars, especially on COVID-19. You know, I did just FYI, COVID-19 was a bioweapon from the beginning. I said it, you said it, and people, nah, you know, and now we see the biggest mass murder, in my opinion, and he exceeds Stalin and Mao, you know, Dr. Faustus, from Mephistopheles, Goethe's play, who sold his soul to the devil, pleading the fifth, 100 times? And everybody knows he's guilty of sin, but why is he one of the most protected individuals in the former federal government, and he has a security detail, I'm told, that equals the president? So here's the thing, Alex. The big view is that. Now, the specific view is that do this project, and I think you can put it up on the screen, you may have, the AI Glyph project, we're being able to see what the ancients knew. And listen, again, we're talking about kings that ruled in Samaria for 36,000 years. Everybody wants to look it up, they can look up the Sumerian kings list. We're talking about kings that were some 18 feet tall. And so the whole situation, giants, and you remember talking about that, one of the oldest versions, I want to get back to your statement on the 22 books that aren't in the contemporary Bible, the pseudepigrapha, the lost books of Eden. For instance, the other Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants, those are Dead Sea Scrolls. They're so exact, it flipped out the Catholic Church. And the Glick Project translations are, all those symbols you see are real symbols. And so,
by the way, let me just stop you here because I'm looking at those symbols right now. This came out about 15 years ago. Now, since then, the Pentagon and universities have recreated it. And to type it in, type in DMT laser experiment. And it shows the original guy that did it and everybody else is doing it. And I've talked to people that I know personally that are, let's just say in the government, that have done it. And they fire out this type of laser and hit a prism onto a wall, and you're on DMT, you literally see matrix codes, but it looks just like the glyphs that are in your book. And it's the code of, and then the same people can be on it together, and they will see the same codes. So they're having group hallucinations, which can't be an hallucination then. It means the veil is being lifted. We know that the optic nerve blocks out 99 or more percent of what it's able to pick up. The optic nerve is able to pick up radiation, not just other forms of light, all sorts of stuff. So we have this veil the Bible talks about so that we don't get overwhelmed. But when the DMT goes in, it literally lifts the veil and they see the matrix code, which is something you talked about decades ago.
Well, I think it's important too. Let's take it fast forward to CERN, the particle accelerator in Switzerland, French border. And they have at the end of the beam, target, they have glass panels with different characters, Hebrew, some of the different languages. And I'm talking about signs and symbols, but what they don't tell you or show you are the ancient symbols that in our glyph project, we show those. And so far, ladies and gentlemen, look, we're operating on a shoestring budget. And literally I'm up against the billionaires and some of the trillionaires. Well, not trillionaires, but literally billionaires in Google and Meta and those guys. And they're not telling you what the glyph report will tell you. Here's the bottom line. The ancient symbols are so pronounced about where we're at, Alex, now and then what's in the immediate future, that I think people better take this stuff seriously. For instance, what would somebody think of an emoji? I don't use them very often. You know, the thumbs up or the middle finger, never use that, just because I want to be more articulate than that. But the point is, every symbol, one of the oldest symbols in the world, is a spiral. And as my production company has gone around the different parts of the world, you can't get away from the spiral. The spiral is a stargate, and there are real stargates, and all the stargates that we've turned up, and we've turned up about, I think, 14, and they all are in glyphs, and when they're all translated, it's just like the original film Stargate, the original Stargate film. You had to line up symbols. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is a symbol. Every trademark is a symbol.
But let's expand on this. Universities are able with this DMT laser test to do this. So what are these glyphs that look just like the movie The Matrix, but are a little bit different, that is literally encoded in matter? What is that?
Well, first of all, it's the language of creation, and I think people who have literally, there's good and bad, but the point that is, that's why I wasn't clear enough, the literal encoding of DNA. What is DNA? It's a code. But when you go beyond that, what is beyond that? And you go into the microverse, and, it is all composed and held together by the word of God. Colossians 1, the first chapter of Colossians, verses 16, 17, and 18. And so what I want people to get out of this is you're talking about the laser, but that's what CERN is doing. They're using glass plates with the symbols, and guess what's happening? There are entities communicating with them. The reason Google shut down their Willow chip was because they found some of the parallel dimensions or alternative dimensions. And when they started running into ancient symbols, like the ones that are on the page, when they ran into the different entities and things and people started saying, well, wait a minute. They even ran into songs that couldn't be translated. And what's interesting, and it just becomes more perplexing, is the fact that the Nazis in 1943 were using glass plates, and I had multiple four-star generals tell me that the attempt at the Nazis making Stargates was very much represented in the first episode of Hellboy. Now, obviously, most people won't believe that, but what CERN is doing is blasting into the subatomic realm, and a lot of that stuff you see like in the Matrix, Alex, and by the way, what a great example. Why would CERN use the goddess Shiva? And as everybody knows, Oppenheimer made the statement he had become the destroyer of worlds in direct relationship to that statue. And
it gets worse. The symbol of CERN is three intertwined sixes. But before CERN even opened, when I was first interviewing you 30 years ago, they had just canceled the Super Detecting Super Collider at Waxahachie in northeast Texas. And you were explaining that it was meant to break into other dimensions and literally let entities out. And then when they built CERN, they literally put occultism everywhere. They did occultism when it opened. They constantly do occultism. They put out a card deck of occultism. They do occultism every time they do a test. And they say, we just like to do this. No, the whole thing is a giant occult operation. And then they tell you in these movies from 25, 30 years ago, like Stargate, and then now scientists are proving that matter is literally encoded with these symbols.
Absolutely. And again, when I use the word absolute, I mean that not as a buzzword. And what's so fascinating is that what you see going on now in the imagery of Stargate SG-1, every one of those symbols, Alex, over 3 years and a lot of effort and money, My glyph project team has, I think we've got close to 700,000 symbols, and it takes supercomputers, and we only have access to those as funds permit. And I'm out there telling everybody, look, if you see that Google and Meta spent close to, well, at least $500 billion, maybe closer to $750 billion. And I'm saying, look, I'm literally telling people this. I'm looking for somebody with $25 million, and they can tell you what's going on in the past. We can tell you what's going on in the future. And again, this is not necromancy. It's not fortune telling. It's written in the stars. It's literally the heavens declare the glory of God. But most people don't understand that the constellations and many of the star patterns are shown in the floor on Gene Hackman's tunnel. And there's a lid put on.
And by the way, at first the police did say they found stuff, then it got shut down. The media said nothing was there. I'm not even trying to say Hackman was into something bad or weird, but so much of the Hollywood people are basically into one form of this, you know, or another, at least studying it. And I can tell you, I've been on around some of the big Hollywood folks. They're all asking me about this stuff decades ago, asking what I know about it. And all I know is what I've researched that the globalists are into. Take Skull and Bones. We know about that because Charlotte Isherby's father was in Skull and Bones. She was the one that gave Anthony Sutton the documents. And then he was able to get more as a Senate archivist out. They believe they're communicating with off-world entities they call gods. And they go and do these rituals to try to interface or become possessed or influence. I guess possession is full, and then there's a sub-possession. What's the term for that? It's demon-obsessed. So they're trying to become entity-obsessed here, and this is what all these groups are trying to do. It's what Epstein was doing. We now know rituals, eating human flesh, doing all this. That's all in the emails. It's all confirmed. You used to come on my show 30 years ago and say, they're literally eating children. I'm like, come on. I know there's some Satanism and stuff, but And Ted Gunderson's like, no, they really eat children. And they torture them to then have all the hormones be released. It's not just adrenochrome, folks. It's beyond that. Let's come back and talk about why this is all coming out. It seems to be coming to a head. What you predict comes next with the incredible Steve Quayle. Be sure to check him out at stevequayle.com and gen6giants.com.
Fight for our sovereignty, but to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Where, oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. He was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10, but now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene Blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
New grape flavor, bovine colostrum gummies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, these are the best. Support your gut with these grape gummies. Get yours now. All-new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby. The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Now, we set up Steve Quayle for the show last week, and I didn't even know he was going to get into tunnels. But it's interesting because this just broke a few days ago and has gotten basically zero national coverage. And in the fourth hour, after our guests leave us, I'm going to spend some time on this because it's a big deal. Turns out the feds covered up Zorro Ranch. They didn't use ground penetrating radar. They didn't have the cadaver dogs. They didn't, when they said they found nothing. No, they did nothing. And we have the state attorney general saying they were involved in the beginning in the first Trump administration and that the feds had them sign an agreement that they would give them everything they found if they basically signed over authority, and now they've given them nothing. But the witnesses said underground bases, tunnels, medical experiments, similar to what Peter Nygaard was doing connected into Epstein in the Mediterranean and the Caribbean and in France and in the UK and just all over the place. Then you got the Rothschilds, the head one that worked with Epstein, Nat Rothschild, trying to get this Russian base off Albania that has 3,000-plus underground bunkers, a train station, all the rest of it with the Trumps. They're, like, stealing a bunch of the seashore. Millions are protesting it. Then you get this. New Mexico sues DOJ and Todd Blanche, alleging they blocked Epstein probe. And then you go through the lawsuit, and the local newscast is, like, 13 minutes long. We'll play it in the fourth hour. And they have the attorney general saying this is a total cover-up. None of it's been investigated. Though you turn on the national news, it's all been investigated. Nothing there. And this is just a few miles from where Gene Hagman was at, basically, in Los Alamos. New Mexico sues Justice Department over Epstein files. So when I say it's not national news, it hit Politico, it hit NBC News, but it's not they're not making it a big story. Here's the lawsuit. It's very lengthy. You got to go read this for yourself about how it was all covered up and what's going on there. And we know, and I said this over 13, 14 years ago from my sources, but it was in the emails that came out this year, the Epstein 3.2 million and the hundreds of thousands of photos and the rest of it. Thousands of emails about the sex slaves were delivered to the hotel. Thousands of emails about we're bringing you the jerky. We're walking it up from the beach. I want fresh jerky. I don't want frozen jerky. Then they talk about eating children. They talk about human cloning. They talk about surrogates. And if you look at what Nygaard was doing, and he was tied in to the elites and Bush Sr. getting treatments from him, you have a baby with a woman. You kill it before it's born, so it's legal. But you don't kill it right away. You suck the bone marrow, the blood, all the juices out. It's called a sanguination. And then you inject it into your veins. And because it's your child, it isn't rejected. And supposedly it's like 1,000 times stronger than stem cells. And Nygaard was 80-something years old and looked like he had the body, like a 25-year-old triathlete. And I've covered this ad nauseum. There's no reason to roll it again or show it. Just type in, meet Peter Nygaard, the real vampire. That's just one of our reports. It's out there everywhere. But the point is that this is what was going on a wider scale in Europe, in the Caribbean, in Zorro Ranch, and we have the witnesses to it, and we have women before Nygaard ever got busted doing this saying the exact same stuff about Epstein. Then you get the emails. Now imagine the Justice Department held back another 3-plus million. They've disappeared all the hard drives and the rest of it. They say filled houses. From your research and your intel, Steve, because you and Ted Gunnarsson were the first guys I heard saying this, and by the time I found you 35 years ago, you'd already been out there for years. And that's a whole other story how you got led into this, literally by the Holy Spirit. But give us the bottom of the rabbit hole here on this. You've given us 35,000-foot view, but what's the bottom of the rabbit hole here?
Let me sum it up, and I'll give you the bottom. I always like to, Alex, give the bottom line, and then, you're free to ask questions. But the U.S. government is hiding its relationship. I wrote this down for your show. With the fallen angels and hybrids, the aliens on Earth, and the U.S. society, etc. Hollywood has a deal with the fallen angels. Look, let me make this clear. There's some people that flip out when they use the term fallen angels. Fallen angels are not demons. The Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants, which I think Joe Rogan's talked to Mel Gibson about, and I've watched some of Rogan's interviews, including the one you were on. But the bottom line is this: the glyphs, the symbols, the signs on the doors and the tunnels tell the story of the heavy involvement of the U.S. government with fallen angels and hybrids, not only with the U.S. government, but Hollywood as well. And most people just can't get this, that they are...
They don't know about Jack Parsons with Aleister Crowley and the founders of NASA literally on record doing satanic sex rituals.
Yep. And again, look, when Operation High Jump, the U.S. sent the military down to find what's called New Schwabenland in Antarctica, the secret Nazi base. And what's important is that we got our behinds kicked by advanced technology. Under Operation High Jump, over 200 scientists, including Dr. Wernher von Braun, Hermann Oberth, these are the top missile scientists in the world, were brought to the United States, given alternate identities, and you can't look at any major technological corporation that did not have advanced Nazi technology. And these tunnels, here's what's interesting. You can tell what the human U.S. government is because they're finding paper records of everything. But the aliens, and I'm talking about real extra dimensionals, are showing all in the different languages what's going on, the history of the world before the creation of Adam and Eve. And you asked me a really important question. Where's the bottom line? Where is this leading? And the bottom line is this, that our government will never tell the truth. Now, listen, everyone, if you can't see the headlines that they continually lie 55 times, we got to deal with Iran. 55 times Iran said, no, we don't. We've got a government. And it's on our shoulders that's openly provoking nuclear war. And there's nobody that's tried to stop it harder, longer. And look, I live in this world. I do. And you do too, Alex. You know this. When you get the collective wisdom of people that, you've got Victor Bouton, really amazing guy. And his history is phenomenal. You've interviewed the top Russian thinkers. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, they have been vilified in order for, I'll tell you why. Russia was vilified. 66 national intelligence agents all lied. They all perjured themselves to blame Russia. The whole Russian dossier, the Steele dossier, was fake. So why did they do that? To shift, and you're going to, Alex, you know this, to shift the blame on, the blame of everything that's going on in the world, to blame it on Russia when the Chinese are buying off every single leader in the West. And I'm talking congressman and senator, maybe not every single one. And they're trying to defer the, the anger at what people would be knowing if they found out that China has got a lot of our major political leaders on the dole, and some got $250 million. But more importantly than that is that the lying intelligence establishment, Alex, there is no truth. You know that. I know that. We know that. And the people are out there telling the truth. People have been fed such a horse manure plate of pig slop in lies, 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 that the truth, I believe this is God's going to show people the absolute lies, the depravity. And by the way, I have a new name for Washington, D.C., beyond demonic central. It's called Debauchery Command Control and Communication. So in essence, we wink at sin. And I'm telling you this, I know the flack you got into on Pizzagate. I know the flack I got into talking about it. And what these people are is, how should I say this, Luciferian vampires. And they absolutely live on the blood. By the way, the Deuteronomy says the life is in the blood. So they think by drinking children's blood, we're dealing with a cannibal cabal of absolute sold out haters of humanity. And that's what the Glyph Project is showing us, telling us how many of the leaders have how many legions of demons. And a demon is a disembodied spirit of a giant. A fallen angel does not. Usually possess a man. Now, Lucifer possesses Satan, and obviously he possesses current political leaders in the West, in my opinion. But it's important that this supernatural aspect, look, we're coming into the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and kudos to Russia. If they hadn't destroyed, and I don't have the numbers, but I do know this, it was Tulsi Gabbard that said the U.S. was supporting and funding 102 biolabs. And I remember doing a show with you, and people said I was crazy. Look, they're not even going to just have...
No, you talked about it under Obama, who actually set it up. But I remember Victoria Nuland didn't lie in front of Congress 4 years ago. They asked her about it. She said, no, it's true. So she didn't perjure herself. She said, no, we did that.
Yep. And so, again, where are we at? Here's the thing. You've got to ask yourself, and I have to ask myself... The end goal is to destroy humanity. And Russia doesn't take the bait. But look, we could talk for hours. You could talk about advanced Russian weapon systems, their torpedoes, they use hypercavitation. There's
nothing. Oh, I remember you 20 years ago saying they've got better hypersonic missiles than us, and people said you were full of crap. Now that's not even debated.
And then let's talk about the mega drought, okay? Because Texas, you're experiencing some real shortages of water every place. But what no one will tell you, and this is in the Glyph Project, is that there are seismic weapons. Actually, Tesla even talked about those, and they're initiating micro fractures even into the Ogallala Aquifer.
Well, the Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 gave a briefing saying our governments and others, even corporations, have tectonic weapons. So, and Israel admits they've got tectonic weapons.
Right. And again, look at where we're at right now is the fact that the mega drought means mega death. Okay. We're watching the volcanism, and that's something else that I want people to understand. The volcanism is absolutely going ballistic. And here's something I said 35 years ago. This can only be attributed to the mercy of the living God. When I started on, AM talk radio, it was in Colorado, KHNC. And out of the blue, I said, you'll know we're in tribulation when cannibalism fills the headlines of the day and the major volcanoes are underway. And I wouldn't do that. I mean, I couldn't do that. What are we seeing? We're seeing cannibalism. We're having the biggest expose of the Epstein file, which, by the way, is an Israeli. And it's been an intelligence gathering operation for probably 40 years at least. Remember Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's dad, who drowned while swimming off his yacht? He was murdered. He must have tried to make a double deal. And now what we're seeing is the U.S. being told that we're going to get
control. We know he stole like $14 billion from MI6. He was managing the whole thing, owning the British media, and then he got caught and wouldn't give him the money back, so they threw him off the ship.
Well, they not only threw him off the ship, they had divers in the water who held him under and drowned him. I remember interviewing, I believe it was Frank Dukes, the secret man, the only Anglo that ever won the Kumite, the ultimate karate match. And he's, I think, Jerry, he's one of the famous.
No, I know. I'm not as old as you, but it all blurs when we got so much knowledge, so many interviews. You're like,
yeah, but
to remember.
Here's the bottom line. He told me they drowned Colby, the head of the CIA. He was canoeing on the Potomac, did the same thing. Okay, who whacked Maxwell? They took Colby out too. And so
well, that's right. People don't know Colby was pissed about the pedo stuff and was starting to bring it out. That's on record.
Yep. So this is it. And Jesus said there's going to be great earthquakes in diverse places. And I'm going to say this: perverse places are going to get tagged extra hard. And what?
By the way, there's even top seismologists, as you know, are saying California is like 12 years overdue for a megaquake.
Well, yeah, and actually, Alex, they have a gag order. I mean, there are guys in the USGS that can't even say, hey, we're gagged. But the true nature of it, you have to go to foreign seismic networks and people who are geologists and volcanologists to find out what's really going on. So what I'm talking about is a simultaneous eruption of volcanoes, the mega quakes, the one in Cascadia. I did a movie on that, and it's really good. By the way, those were done 7 years ago. That's an interesting number. And basically, it's going to be the biggest quake that the United States has ever experienced, 9.5 to 10.
Well, Steve,
and a half.
Let's do this. 1 hour's not enough. We still got some time left. And I've interrupted you. You wanted to get into the AI rollout, what the data centers are really about. I want to finish with that in the 8 minutes we have left. But let's do this. Let's do a commercial-free hour and a half soon, and then I'll air it on the main show as well. You can send all your exhibits. And we can do this properly, because I've been out of town. You're just here. It's amazing. I want you to really be able to walk through this, but let's go back to what you tried to start off with. And then I segued you into war. What's going on with the AI? What's its ultimate end game? What's going on with the data centers? They're saying it needs 100 times the power we get. We can't have a car or air conditioner. That's bad for the earth, but they can dump toxic wastewater in. They're trying to give them liability protection to do whatever they want. What is this AI race really about?
Well, first of all, it's human extinction. The amount of fresh water that the AI data centers are using is massive. Now, the Chinese already solved that problem. They're putting their quantum computers and the computers that demand excessive amounts of cooling. They're putting them on satellites, and they're putting them underwater. And they also are, you know, whether it's true or not, supposedly they have one of their quantum computers on the moon. And by the way, the whole Saturn space program, that was basically a diversion. We've had Stargate technology, the ancients. So the AI program and the programming, Alex, they're at war. The different platforms are different fallen angels. I'm going to make this clear, not demons, fighting for superiority. And what's happening is the AI, people say, well, it's artificial. It's not artificial. There's so many.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you again. This is why I got to come back. In fact, before you leave, you tell Scott or Daria when you want to come on some Saturday. We can do it live too. That way, commercial free. Pick a Saturday, a Sunday, then I'll air it on the full show. Because okay. I remember it had to be. What book was it? Because I read the book, and you came on the show. It had to be like 25 years ago. You wrote a book saying that you said artificial intelligence will be possessed, and that it's going to be a conscious being, and that the system worships this. Now all the tech guys have said that. All the head guys have said that. They've said it's a religion. They've now openly, Elon said, beware those that worship AI gods. How did you know that, and what book was that? Because I can't remember which book it was.
Well, first of all, I was talking about the demon infestation, and I don't know that I put it in a book, but I know doing a show on it with you. And
No. I read it. One of your books. I mean, he's written so many. Okay, well, one of your books gets into the computers being possessed.
Oh, okay, now I got you. Sorry, I'm trying to go 3,000 miles an hour, and I can't keep up with you. The thing is I put it in Terminated. The end of the human race is here. I put it in Genetic Armageddon, and that's where it was. So am I still on for 6 minutes, or am I?
No, you are. I'm interrupting people. I want people to know you are. You said all this decades ago, and literally there wasn't anybody else's research. Like, you're the first person I ever heard write this or say this, and now everything you say, they're literally saying this.
Well, and again, look, I make no bones about it. I didn't come up with this stuff. I had a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ, and yes, he's real. He gave me a vision of the future in living color, but he told me he would only release certain parts of it as it was shortly to come to pass. And so when I was dealing with the termination of the human race, genetic Armageddon, you know, and for the record, the destruction of those bio labs, they were pretty much focusing on individual specific genomes of individuals. In other words, I said that 25 years ago. Oh, that'll never happen. In other words, they got my DNA. By the way, how many DNA samples were taken during the COVID murder? And that's a COVID murder. Let's call it what it is. It's up with hundreds of millions of people died. Just the Chinese phone records of the requirement of Chinese citizens to have cell phones. Somebody was really smart. And so, ladies and gentlemen, where can you go to get the truth? In my opinion, it's the Bible. Alex, it was the Lord Jesus that gave it to me. And I wish I were, you know, all I can say is to whom glory is due and honor and praise is due. And because of the track record, I also said this is important. Ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be no diesel in the next 3 weeks to 4 weeks, and there's going to be no food, and there are going to be the worst food riots. And how can I say that? One of the largest trucking firms in the U.S., as a personal friend of one of my team members, and he said, it's going to get bad. Warn the people. Okay, so in 30 some years ago, I gave a prophecy. God, it's on my website. God said, I'm going to bring America to a complete standstill. No planes will fly, no trains will run, no trucks will run. And I'm going to require of them to deal with their sin. Now, I believe that we've seen glimpses of that, but Alex, I think it's coming fast and furious. And I do want to take you up because, ladies and gentlemen, on the offer Alex just gave me, we'll do an uninterrupted version. I'll give you all the exhibits. You will see stuff on this program, Alex's program, that most people have never even seen. And the only people that have seen it are the Glyph Reports subscribers. And that's by subscription only. And I think, Alex, it will be blowing mind because I'm not talking about, you know, fuzzy alien pictures or the typical grays or any of that nonsense. I'm talking about aliens having integrated into societies over 100 years ago, and they did have cameras then, and it was before CG, and it was before AI, and it's amazing. Some of these creatures are so hideous. So when people tell me, like, the Prometheus factor, oh, they, the aliens created us. Look, I spent 3 years on a lot of money on expeditions to Mexico, and the aliens were also ugly. We have what are called alien birth panels showing aliens. They make the definition with Aztec women giving birth to the most hideous creatures. And interestingly enough, it shows the aliens in some of the panels building the pyramids, and it shows literal werewolves. And if you know, fast forward to Skinwalker Ranch, they're dealing with that even now. Basically, skinwalkers are the same thing as a vampire, but they can change their form. So, I think that if you'll allow me, I'll give you all of the exhibits, because that's
the right
way.
Let's do this, Steve, because we're out of time. Get with the producers. Okay. Let's pick a date, like, in a week or two, so you can get it all together, send it to us. We'll do like an hour and a half or longer if you want, like you used to with Art Bell. Commercial free, and we will go right to it. Steve Quayle, thank you so much. SteveQuayle.com.
Thank you, Alex.
Wild stuff, folks, but it's the stuff's going on. The globalists are into it. It's totally insane. We are living in just wild, wild times. Steve Quayle, man, definitely ahead of his time. All right, Vladimir Soloviev will be joining us coming up in the next hour. And he's a top Russian journalist and combat frontline reporter. I've been trying to get him on for 6 months, but he's usually not even in the studio. He's out on the front lines. You're going to get amazing information with Vladimir Soloviev coming up with us next hour. Please remember, you're not going to get hardcore information like this anywhere else. The only way we're able to stay on air is your support at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the new Mega Summer Markdown Sale, Irish Sea Moss, total super nutrient, concentrated with 93 vitamins and minerals, the very best iodine, 50% off, creatine powder, the highest quality, 50% off, turmeric gummies, 50% off. It goes on and on right now, a new mega sale. Also, you wanted it, we have our incredible high-quality Shilajit now in a concentrated tincture, 30% off. It is amazing at thealexjonesstore.com. And they've got a great new offer on that as well. We've got a special offer on the brand new Shilajit tincture. Text ENERGY to 342581. That's text ENERGY to 342581. And when you buy one bottle, you'll get a second bottle for 50% off on top of the 30% off. That's text ENERGY to 342581 and get one bottle already for 50% off on the next one. So 30% off on the one, 50% off. On the next, you'll get the promo code to be able to do that when you text it, ENERGY, to 342581. That's ENERGY, text to 342581, thealexjonesstore.com, wide a selection of Patriot apparel, and more. And if you want to really take care of yourself and your family and detox from everything, not just the parasites, get the ivermectin-minbezidol combination pharmaceutical grade from a pharmacy. Very easy to do, 1776rx.health. 1776rx.health. You really owe it to yourself to research that. Look into not just ivermectin, but minbenzidol and what it's also associated with knocking out not just the parasites. 1776rx.health funding this operation against tyranny and empowering you with incredible products. TheAlexJonesStore.com and 1776rx.health financing the second American revolution worldwide. Stay with us.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methylene blue formula.
Feast your eyes on the magical methylene blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
You want a fight? You better believe you got one!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Soloviov is our guest. Very gracious dude. He's a very busy man. He is hands down the top talk show host and journalist in Russia for decades. He's also spent massive amounts of time on the front line in this war with NATO and unfortunately our own country that is now threatening to engulf the world. We're now in a new world war. 400 plus radio stations join us in about 5 minutes, but I didn't want to waste this time where we're here on many of our stations and on the internet, obviously at X and Rumble. So I wanted to bring in Vladimir to give us a little prelude on what he's going to be breaking down today in the state of the world as we approach coming up, here 5 years of this insanity. So, Vladimir, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I know that sounds weird, but when we have our discussions with all our emotional great force, and although people think that we're some bit, maybe a little bit different than they are, and that maybe we are far too extremist in our views, but basically we're realists. We're just voicing the future. And today is the day when, 80 plus years ago, Hiroshima stopped existing. It was nuked. And now we're 5 minutes away from yet another Hiroshima, but with weapon that is much more powerful than has been used there. And people do not realize it. They cannot even see what's coming. It is scary. And there's always a big question that I always have to ask you, my friend. And the question is, who runs United States of America? Power in your country belongs to whom? I don't know the answer. Or I do have certain ideas, but I'm not sure that you're going to like them. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, that's a great question. And
but
I think
you're a brave man to invite me. I've been sanctioned by almost every single country in the world. But China, and funny enough, by the United States, not sanctioned yet. Don't have visa, but not sanctioned yet. So you're very brave.
Well, I tell you, I mean, I watch your show and I think what you say is accurate, and I'm trying to stop a nuclear war. I'd like to live, and the collection of crazies that run the unelected EU and that run the U.S. have to be stopped. I mean, Victoria Nuland admits that, you know, going back, 15, 16 years ago, that the West had a project to start a war with Russia and to provocate Russia into full war, and now they're blowing up schoolgirls, schools, buses full of little girls, bombing your beaches, trying to get Russia to escalate, which I think is insane. So let's talk about who runs this and what's really happening with this war and how we stop it when all of these stations join us coming up. You're obviously on X. We'll put that on screen. And you're also have your own site for people that want to be able to tune in. You speak excellent English. I don't speak any Russian, really. So we really appreciate, Vladimir, you coming on the broadcast. What is the best site? Because there's many out there for people to find your show.
It doesn't really matter. Wherever they can find me, they'll find me now. They're going to be prosecuted just for the fact of watching our program. So why do they have additional problems? You know, they'd be much more happy if they watch this great move. This great move, you know.
Well, all I do is tell the truth as best I can. I mean, I'm perfect, but...
As well as Sophie Cunningham. We're telling the truth the same way as Sophie Cunningham to WNBA players and everyone. You know? And that's why she's punished for being realistic and for being human, the same way we're punished for being realistic and being human.
That's right. All right, Vladimir, we're going to go to break. Back in 60 seconds...
Looks like you don't follow WNBA, man.
No. No, I know what you're talking about, but I got to tell you, I'm so busy, I don't have time for sports. The real world's far too interesting and dangerous. Back in 60 seconds, stay with us.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, My Decision. And that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this. But benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists, you'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health. Vladimir Solovyov is our guest. He's at VR Solovyov on X, Solovyov.live. And he is the number one talk show host in Russia, speaks fluent English, and he has been on the front lines of the war for months and months, every year. Very, very dangerous situation. I followed him, even though he was before this war kicked off. He's been an anti-war guy, didn't want war with Ukraine. I wouldn't even call him a big Putin supporter in the past, but with what's happened now, you see the polls, and I talk to people I know that in Russia, they say 90% of the Russians want more, you know, 4.5 years into this. They are pissed off. And the Ukrainians just a few days ago blew up a bunch of beachgoers, men, women, and children with a drone. They're attacking girls' schools, girls' soccer teams, clearly wanting Russia to accelerate so NATO has a pretext to officially enter. Then you look at NATO, unelected EU bureaucracy, their commission, run by the grandchildren of royal scum. They say they want a national draft. They say they want a 20-year war that'll stay conventional, that Russia will then be broken in five parts. That is the insane public business plan of the unelected EU. And now they've got our government under Biden and now Trump continuing this insanity. Trump said he wanted to end it, but acts like he's not even the president. He keeps wanting to end the Iran war. Can't do that. Israel won't let him out of it. I mean, it's really bad. So whenever I have somebody on, like Vladimir, they'll say, oh, my God, you're a Russian puppet, Russian propaganda. Before I watch his show sometimes, I've already said what he's about to say. He's not copying me. I'm not copying him. We see the same thing. Victoria Nuland said we started the war. George Soros, when he could still talk, went on CNN 10 years ago and said, I'll be the czar of Russia. We're going to lure Russia into a war. Well, I guess they got what they wanted, but it's not going the way they wanted, Vladimir. So you're a very serious guy on your own show. You get mad like I do because we need to get people out of their comfort zone and get pissed off to end this crap because it's continuing up the threat escalation ladder. And you bet I get pissed off because I don't want to waste my life and my children's lives and Americans' lives and Russians' lives on a bunch of insane globalist megalomaniacs. Think about it. So Vladimir, tell us from the Russian perspective what you see on the front lines, where we are. You've got the floor. It's your show right now.
Alex, two questions. Why we're still fighting? We had great meeting between Trump and Putin in Anchorage. We had some sort of proposal. We had a deal. It looked like we have romantic period. At the same time, Trump was 100% sure that Zelensky is just basically stealing American taxpayers' money. He cannot account for any money that's been stolen from American taxpayers. So why are we still in it? We were ready to make certain moves. We were ready to complete whatever we agreed on. But why Trump is still not in a position to end this war? So the question is, who runs your country? Is it Donald Trump? Who runs your country? Who runs the show? At first, we used to think it's Biden and all other people that cannot even remember their own names, but obviously not. We thought that maybe bankers, maybe it's Federal Reserve System, maybe those guys. But nowadays, no. Nowadays, we can be 100% sure that there is no new kid on the block. And this new kid on the block is not just running the show in the United States, but they actually trying to conquer this world. We call them techno-fascists. Look at them. One of them tried to take role even in the government, Elon Musk, and he's the smartest one of them. But there are two others. The worst one is Alex Karp, the Palantir. He is the one who is targeting Russian kids. He is the one who is killing Russians and is very proud of it. Why is he doing, why this pervert is doing this? And he is a pervert and it's well known. Why is he in a position to drag United States into this war? It's not only money. No. It's much more powerful than money. It's a desire to destroy Russia as the last Christian country in this world. The same way as they're trying to destroy United States, they've been Christian through the whole history of this great country. It's not about us. It's about people like Alex Karp and others that are not even 100% mentally here. Look at his behavior. Hear at what he is saying. He hates kids, basically, and he stated it a few times. He is behind killing girls in Iran school. He is behind killing girls in Lugan school in Sarabilsk. He is behind killings of Russians, and he is damn proud of himself. Hello? He runs your country. He is the one who have stolen power from American people. No one ever elected this guy. No one ever gave him authority to run your country. But he is right now trying to implement all his perverted views as well as he, as friend of his, yet another techno-fascist. And they haven't started 2 days ago. No, they started quite some time ago. And they were building the empire of hatred. And now one of them is stating that, well, Pope is Satan because he is willing to limit artificial intelligence. So he is fighting Pope, calling him devil. Yet another guy of technofascists, there are three of them. Russian people I killed. And two others. They've been killed by drones produced by Americans, Brits, Germans, using missiles produced by all NATO countries. And they're so damn proud of themselves that they're killing Russians. They're not trying to win this war. No. They're willing finally to eliminate the last country where man is man, where woman is a woman, where we love kids, we believe in God, and we're not scared to fight for our beliefs. We do not hate Ukrainians. We feel sorry for them. But people that behind this massacre, not Ukrainians, those are puppets of those techno-fascists. But how come that even your statesmen being corrupted by people like Zelensky, using money that's been stolen from your taxpayers? Look at this guy, even at this one that just passed away, Lindsey Graham. He was not a nice guy, has been politely stated by Donald Trump at his funeral. But who killed Lindsey Graham? Oh, you want us to believe that 70-year-old guy just suddenly died, just coming back from Ukraine? Something happened and he just passed away. Or maybe Ukrainians killed him. Because when he is dead, it's 100% warranty that this new bill with sanctions from hell will be very shortly and fastly signed by whomever voted for, by whomever has to vote. But what are those sanctions about? Well, you want to sanction us? You want to sanction countries that are buying gas and oil from Russia? Why? What's in it for you? In this case, plus you want to sanction our president, our top-notch people. In this case, just declare war on Russia. Because basically, if you sanction Russian president, that means there's no longer American embassy in Russia. You go, how can you come to the president and tell him, oh, Mr. President, I'm an ambassador of the United States, and by the way, we do not recognize you, and we're going to sanction you. Well, that's a new word in diplomacy.
Vladimir Solovyov, stay right there, because I want to go back over some of what you said. Because I'm not in the business here as an apologist for Alex Carr, but no doubt he's behind a lot of the AI directing weapons against Russia and in Gaza against the Gazans. And he said that, and he said he's proud of it. So I think it's accurate when you say, when it comes to the tech's teeth, to a great extent, it is Alex Carr and their military division of Palantir and some of the other companies. But specifically, when you ask who it is, it's a consortium of the military-industrial complex. It's BlackRock and the big global banks. Larry Fink needs this war to have the world economy go down so they can put everybody on the central bank digital currency. It's the old British Empire that's heavily quarterbacking NATO and the Northern Group, as they call it. And then it's Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu with AIPAC lobby putting the pressure on Congress to get that and starting the war with Iran to drag us in. You have that consortium of groups that want this war. You have the unelected EU commission who has bad demographics, a terrible economic outlook. They admit, other than war with Russia, to be an effect that they can unify and control their population. So to me, it's a consortium.
Exactly. And there's a fight inside this consortium. You're absolutely right. But what I see right now, like new sharks are eating the old ones. And that's what's happening in Ukraine. That's why right now they basically eliminated a threat that was coming from Minister of Defense of Ukraine, Fedorov, who was pro-Palantir. So he was trying to put all the money that they had only on Palantir and on FPVs, and he forgot about other big boys with traditional weapons. So those guys find a way to get him out of the picture.
Yeah, but people don't know. We have very informed Americans and others, but a lot of them aren't up to speed like you. Zelensky's been cleaning house, so has NATO and other groups. A bunch of the former oligarchs and war profiteers have been getting bombed, killed, disappeared. Can you speak to that? Because that's obviously where you're going.
What's happening right now in Ukraine? There's not enough money to steal. Because for those guys, they started with thousands, then millions, then billions, and they can never stop. They can never stop. They're like dogs. They cannot stop eating when there's food to eat. And now they started killing one another. What's happening in Monaco? When they were trying to eliminate one of the guys who was controlling the fake telephone business with all those crooks on the telephone that are stealing people money, they tried to blow him in Monaco. And it was done by a lady named Berezovskaya. They killed her in Ukraine. because her face was on the tape. So Ukrainian special forces decided to wipe her out of this world, to clean the page. They're fighting whomever is a threat for the money that they are stealing. But not just stealing, they're stealing from taxpayers, but they're distributing through politicians within politicians. I'm pretty much sure that if you look at top-notch French, Norway, Denmark, German, British politics, they're all on the payroll, as well as a lot of Ukrainian supporters among officials and elected members in your country.
And where you're going is exactly where I was going to go. The word I got is, and it was confirmed by a lot of high-level folks like Larry Johnson and others, Graham was set to be indicted here and overseas for getting hundreds of millions from Ukraine, so it was perfect timing to get rid of him to make him a cause celeb. But it's just because, and even Interpol and even NATO admits that Zelensky is killing the people that were getting too fat at the trough. Now,
right.
Now that the money's been cut, that's not Russian propaganda. And now I look at Zelensky.
It has nothing to do with Russia.
Yeah, well, so give us the bottom line. Things aren't going well. Obviously, they've strategically lost. NATO strategically lost. Russia's outperforming three times the munitions.
I don't know where from in the United States and in Europe they got this idea that Russia is losing on the front. We're moving. We're not moving as fast as during the Second World War. But at the same time, we're moving fast enough.
Let me just stop you and give you my perspective. Tell me I'm right.
Yeah.
Putin said it's a limited military special operation. He doesn't want to go to full war and give NATO what they want.
Exactly.
So he does the bare minimum, and in a war of attrition, he's having a major strategic victory. Even the Pentagon admits, just like Iran is having a strategic victory right now. You might explain that.
Okay. With Iran, it's a little bit different story because there is no land involved. So there is no land operation so far. There was one attempt that they're trying to cover with rescue operation of the American pilot that obviously was an operation on trying to get the nuclear material from Iran. And it was complete disaster. And we don't even know how many people were killed, how many Americans were killed. In Russia, it's completely different scenario. We're moving forward. Amount of losses on our side and on the Ukrainian side cannot be even compared. But there's one easy number to remember. Every time when we exchange bodies of dead soldiers, we give to Ukrainian side 500 plus. They give us around 30. That's why when Zelensky is saying that, oh, come on, losses of Russian side, tremendous. We're killing Russians in quantity. If he is trying to catch people on the streets and get them on the front line in Russia, every single person who is fighting right now for the last 2.5 years, they volunteered for the service. These 6 months, we have 200,000 people who signed new contracts with Russian military. We're not willing to take Lviv. We're not interested in taking Kyiv or whatever they're calling it right now. And we never, ever stated that we're trying to destroy Ukraine and to conquer the whole Ukraine. If anyone is actually interested in what were Putin's plans, they should take and read the scripts of the Istanbul Agreement that could stop this war, if not by Boris Johnson, the person who is heavily beaten by his own wife. It's all propaganda. It has nothing to do with reality.
Well, let me ask you this.
We're getting where we're willing to go.
Well, no one's denying. No one's denying.
Kharkov. Yeah. We got Konstantinovka. Quite soon, liberation of Donbas will be finished. We're moving. I think that this month we liberated more than 700 square kilometers. And by the way, if you look at the operation, since 24th of February 2022 till today, amount of land that became Russian land is greater than the amount of land and became part of the Soviet Union during the Great Patriotic War, starting from 22nd June 1941 till May 9th, 1945. Yes, went all the way to Berlin, but then we got back. It was not our territory. We got only Kaliningrad district and Tuva joined us. Nowadays, we have liberated Russian people that now are part of Russia with the land of their own.
So let me ask you this question. I don't disagree with your analysis. I don't think anybody, the Pentagon doesn't deny that Russia is winning. The Pentagon doesn't deny that Iran is winning strategically. And now Zelensky says they're getting, you know, a third the missiles they were. Clearly they're falling apart. Clearly they're now eating their own. That's a final phase. How do you see this ending or winding down without NATO being able to get a provocation to be able to fully come in? But even if they do, no one wants to be conscripted.
With what?
I agree. About to say
they cannot even deal with Iran. So now Donald Trump is raising hell to the Ministry of War, used to be Minister of Defense, because there is not enough missiles to complete the job. Patriots, none. Long-range missiles, not enough. So, just forgot. Zelensky was willing to help to protect Arab world from Iranian missiles. Succeeded? Look at Kyiv. He cannot protect his own capital. But even there is one drone that is hitting Russian refinery, the whole world is saying, oh, Russia is losing. When the whole Kyiv is on fire, the world is saying, oh, that's awful. How come? Stupid.
So Vladimir,
Israelis are killing Palestinians in quantity. No regret. Nothing. No sanctions. As if it's, I don't know what's happening with people nowadays. What's happening with this world? How come that they can applaud the kids being killed and no one pays attention?
Well, that brings us to the issue of Israel being supportive, clearly giving Ukraine intelligence on Iranian ships they sunk. And what is your view on what Israel's become under Netanyahu? I know you've never been anti-Israel. You're Jewish yourself.
But my big problem being Jewish, to explain to my friends that not all Jewish are Israelis and not all Israelis are Jewish. So now we Jews of this world have to pay the price for Netanyahu policy that is against of what I believe in. I cannot basically understand how my people that came through all the tragedy of Holocaust, stating that, oh, by the way, if we went through this, that means that we have a right to commit this act of genocide, has been told by a couple of few very important political leaders of this world. What happened with us? How come that we can say that, oh, this is Jewish baby, so his life is sacred, and this is Arab baby, you have to kill them? That's not what I believe in. That's not what Judaism is about. That is so far from actual standards of our beliefs. And I just foresee an awful future. Even now in the United States, look who is winning primaries inside Democratic Party. People who are against Israel. Can you imagine something like this a few years ago? No. But Israel is not willing to listen. And it's scary. And it's wrong. It is very wrong. You cannot destroy the whole world and live on the face of this world only a few millions of Jewish people. That's not how it works. Not at all.
Vladimir, we got to go to break. Vladimir, stay right there. Vladimir,
break is always good.
And I'm, this is powerful. I'm going to talk about the different players, what we can do as citizens of America, of Russia, of Israel, everywhere.
and just stop the madness. We're in a new world war. It's escalating up the ladder. People ask why I'm so concerned, why I'm angry, why I call for Trump's impeachment and or removal under the 25th Amendment, because he's going to get us all killed. He's not in control. We have to point that out when we come back. Stay with us. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system. Even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com and talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Vladimir Soloviev is our guest for another 25 minutes, and he's giving you the Russian perspective on all of this. I have to say, I agree with about 99% of what he's saying.
And I can follow it all because I follow this daily from our news, foreign news, reports, raw reports. But it's so easy to know the truth that there's been a long, multi-decade-long project to encroach on Russia's borders. Every time a country votes to be even neutral, NATO and the EU back an overthrow. They arrest the leaders, Hungary, Romania, you know, they manipulate everywhere. Over and over and over again. And then domestically, if you don't support the police state or you don't support the wars, you get called a Russian agent. And then I'm just sitting here, an agent of truth, saying that if Russia was encircling us and was in the Caribbean and was in Canada putting nuclear-capable missiles on our border that could take out our missile fields, I'd say, blow those up. And they're not even doing that because they know NATO wants to go to full war, which he said earlier, he's about to finish each other's sentences, not because we scripted this, because it's the truth. I said, you have the crazy unelected EU commission, the parliament ceremonial. It's all out of a trade deal, 56, Treaty of Rome, literally saying all their finance ministers, their defense ministers, the head of NATO saying, oh, we might just sneak attack Russia with nukes. Oh, we're going to put a bunch of missiles on their border. And then Putin said 2 years ago, if we see a major aeronautical assault of a bunch of these missiles that can be nuclear tipped, the ATACMs and the rest of it, we'll have to launch a nuclear war because we don't know if that's a nuclear attack. So they're shooting missiles that are normally nuclear tipped, conventional, into Russia, messing with them. So that when they do actually fire nukes that NATO says they may do first, that was 2 years ago, talk about a provocation, the Russians don't know they're nuclear tipped or not, trying to get Russia to respond to a NATO country. These provocations are a 10 out of a 10, folks, okay? We would never put up with this. So you bet I'm energetic. You bet I'm pissed off at the people that have hijacked our country because they're going to get us all killed. Then you've got Netanyahu, who faces prison, running around foaming at the mouth. He stood down on October 7th. They were funding Hamas. And then now he says it's ideal that we're fighting the war for them. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. It's killing the world economy. We're going to lose the midterms. It is a total disaster. And as Vladimir said earlier, you now have the Red-Green Alliance of the Islamicists, who I don't support in the final equation, with the communists. And they are openly, their platform is destroy Israel, which I don't want Israel destroyed, but now in the position, Israel is so villainous with its leadership that it's the most unpopular country in the world, and everything is flipped, and then Israel says, the leaders, we don't care, we're rolling the dice to full war, we're on the U.S. side, everybody else is Hitler, and they're going to just press this and see what happens. Chutzpah to the thousandth degree. Vladimir, do you agree with that statement, and how do we extricate ourselves? How do we put the brakes on this runaway train?
Alex, I think that what we see right now is the terminal phase of cancer. And that's why you're getting so emotional. And I'm not. Because you still think that something can be done. And I'm pretty much sure that probably nothing can be done. You see, can I say, Alex, it's important when I see my friend. I just, first of all, I want to tell you, Alex, can we make this split?
Yes, sir. We'll just
monitor so I can see Alex. Yeah. First of all, I want to tell you that I'm an admirer of yours. I think that you're incredibly professional, and the way you prepare yourself to every single show of yours is incredible. Then I have to tell you that you are extremely brave, that you put all your life serving United States of America and its people, the truth. Not presidents, not political parties, people. And that's why you're taking it so personally, because you grew up with this genuine belief in the greatness of America and American people that can always fulfill their dream. At the same time, I have to disappoint you. Your dream has been stolen from you, from your generation and generations before. Back in the 30s, when they established BIS, they started basically doing the same stuff that they did with this financial system of yours. The same stuff. Absolutely. Now, we think that we run our own countries by electing people. In reality, those little bankers, they had their money, the head of countries. They were always doing whatever they wanted to, being absolutely without any form of control. Then on the base of this money, they created new forms of controlling and ruling. They are behind every single dictator who came into power. They made it possible for dictators through all over the world to destroy people of the countries, starting with Hitler and all the way down to the ugliest dictatorships in Africa. And now you have beef with Trump. I like Donald Trump. He's not my president. I'm not an American citizen. I don't have to vote for him. But I look at what he is saying, and I'm just expecting him to put his, you know, put your money where your mouth is. I just want him to destroy the Washington swamp. I just want him finally to do what he promised, and he's always keeping his promises, as I've been told. Give power back to the American people. Destroy those, call them any name you want, those liars that have stolen power from American people and that drag them into war they have no interest in. Quite some time ago, they grabbed this leader of Venezuela and his wife. What's happening with them now? On what reasons? They just kidnapped this gentleman or whomever he is and his wife. And now no one is even remembering the names. Maduro. No one is willing to discuss it. It's okay. Why? Because we succeeded. And then they decided to do the same stuff with Iran and it didn't work. And now, when you destroyed Americans, destroyed spiritual religious leader of Shia, and you start telling them, oh, come on, guys, nothing personal, let's just have a deal. What deal? There is no deal on the table. There cannot be any deal. It doesn't matter what kind of discussions you're having right now. They will never forget and they will never forgive. It's the same as killing the Pope of Rome and telling Catholics, oh, come on, guys, not big deal. Get yourself yet another Pope. That's not how it works. And mass media of the United States is trying to say that people, you are stupid. Listen to us. And only people like you and a few others, they are putting their life on the front line. They've been threatened. Every day they're facing enormous hardships of bringing truth to the American people. Look, we killed an enormous amount of Americans. And he was pardoned. And even now he is not willing to tell the truth to the American people. Fauci, whatever his name is. Can you imagine ruining life of ordinary Americans? Stealing the money, completely destroying the future, bringing sorrow and hardships for hardworking, God-loving people of the United States of America. I've never ever met in my life ordinary Americans who are interested in fighting any war with Russia. I spent quite some time in America. And whenever I went, I always been welcomed with very warm attitude. Whenever I needed help, I got this help. But when you look at what kind of stupidity they pronounce at Congress and Senate, it's amazing. Who are those people? How did they get there? It's just amazing.
Well, Vladimir, let me just be clear. Ever.
Not all of them. Yeah, go ahead.
But let me be clear. I'm not saying you said I was naive, but I'm not naive about the Federal Reserve Act of 1913.
You're
and
not naive.
And the globalists and the bankers using us as pawns. And I think you hit the key, though. They are insulated, this global collection of scum, from repercussions. They never feel the pain of what they've caused. The good news is COVID miscalculated now. They have the lowest approval rating ever. People do see them more and more. But they don't know how to stop because they have a normalcy bias, and now they have started all these wars that they're losing, And so it's coming to a head, and we do have good people at the Pentagon. The top generals leaked that we're out of missiles. The top generals leaked. They told Trump, don't attack Iran 160 something days ago before it happened. And so I talked to some of these people. I'll just stop there. I talked to one when they were in high positions, ones that have been removed.
And no one wanted to listen to them.
I was about to say, that was my next point. The ones that got removed who were proven right, you still get demonized, and the ones that lie to Trump and the ones that have tried to undermine him and attack him before, he then loves them, and it's bizarre, and I think Trump's brain is going. And when you ask, you know, what we, you say you like Trump. Yeah, I don't think Trump is a bad person, but the Trump at 80 is not the same Trump that was at 75, and I'm seriously, well, I mean, you say terminal cancer. Okay, I'm not in the denial phase that we could have terminal cancer. I'm not in the bargaining phase. I understand that this isn't a person that dies and then you have a new generation. If this cancer carries out to full nuclear war, it's the end of civilization. And so I feel like we must try to stop it.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Man, unfortunately, nuclear war won't solve any problems. You see, that's the thing. Our generation, we grew up with this understanding that nuclear war going to destroy this world. In reality, it won't. And that's the most scary thing.
But it'll make it a living road warrior hell, and it'll kill billions of people.
I don't know. It's like Mad Max movie. But we're already living in this Mad Max movie on the front line. It's so... You know, after Chernobyl, and after this nuclear plant catastrophe in Japan, they suddenly realized that the world is still there. They're not afraid to use nuclear weapons.
Well, you're smart.
And I'm pretty much sure that quite soon we'll see nukes being used against Iran.
I was about either to say that they're now legitimizing the use of nukes, and the Russians are starting to say, okay, let's go ahead. So you're absolutely right. The sickeningness is the establishment is saying nukes are on the table, so Russia says, fine, they're on the table. Everybody then loads up, puts their fingers on the button, and I think I agree with you, and I said this last week. I said last week, it is now a probability we're going to have a full nuclear war. That means more than a 50% chance. What do you say to that statement?
You're absolutely right. It only gave 81 years ago. And what happened? Nothing. Amount of people that were killed during this nuke explosion in Hiroshima was less than amount of people that been killed during bombarding of Tokyo a few months before.
Firebombing, yeah.
Nowadays, Japanese are saying that, oh, you know, there is a nuclear bomb, but we won't say who actually dropped it. Americans are saying that it's historians, that it was perfectly legit because that saved American lives. And Japanese, who cares about Japanese? Come on, that's their own problem. This same gonna happen now. Americans started this war against Iran by killing 168 Iranian girls. That was Palantir doing this. And it was not a mistake. They thought that by this way, they will break the spirit of Iranian people. That's how they see it. That's why they're willing to kill Russian girls and Russian women. They think that will break us. They do not understand our psychology. But the worst thing is that quite soon nuclear bombs will be just yet another weapon used by everyone because it's not that modern technology. This technology is 80 plus years old. It's not difficult to make a nuclear bomb. Everyone will have it quite soon. It will be yet another weapon, and that's when the hell will start. Because then it will be never-ending war.
Bioweapons.
Never-ending war.
And there's all sorts of, the Air Force theoretically has built antimatter weapons. You know, the Russians have as well, and then the theoretics are all there. I mean, once you open this Pandora's box, you have the head science czar saying we control time and space now. But if you look at the size of Hiroshima and Nagasaki compared to the big ones now, it's next level. But you're right. The Russians lost what? 26 million people. The Germans, yep. 24 million.
We're saying 27.
And so both my grandfathers were in World War II, but, and almost died in the Army Air Corps. But still,
that was not even 6-7% of the losses by the other allies. So as much as we hear about our history in the Pacific and Iwo Jima and all of that stuff, comparatively, really World War II was the Russians and the Germans toe-to-toe, and that's a very recent memory for you, losing what percentage of your population?
Well, man, we had every family has family member that been killed during this war. In the Red Army, we had 32.5 million people. It's 24.5% of the population. In Belarus, every third has been killed. That's why the war that we're fighting right now, and that's what in America they do not understand, because they're trying not to see it. But you know exactly what we feel. We're fighting still the Second World War, because we're fighting Ukrainian Nazis that are supported by German Nazis. But the big question that I'm raising is, who is running the show nowadays? In Russia, we elect our president. In Germany, no way. Chancellor, no one elects. In the United Kingdom, no way. So where is people power?
By the way, that's all true. In Germany, the chancellor and president got elected with less than 20% of the vote. Starmer got elected with less than 20%. Same thing with Carney in Canada. It's parliamentary fraud.
Chancellor is not elected directly.
Yeah.
He's nominated by the party. People are voting for the party.
Yes.
The same in the United Kingdom. The person who became prime minister.
But I'm saying even their parties got.
Exactly.
20%.
Exactly. So if we want something to be done in this world, we have to give power back to the people. That's
well,
what
I can tell you, U.S. and European polls. Hold on. You said earlier, over 80% in European and U.S. polls are against this war with Russia and Iran. I mean, almost no one wants this, but you prove it. We're still doing it. How are we in a war? They didn't even try to sell us this war with Iran. They just did it.
Why are you saying that no one needs this war? Everyone is willing this war to go on. Because Europe nowadays, they're making money through military-industrial complex. Not the people, but politicians. They all need this war, because finally German spirit is rising back. Now they can get even with Russians and destroy them and pay back for the humiliation of losing the war. Look at them. Now they're proud of their Nazi roots. Ron, who is trying to say that we have to take Russia into account for everything. Look at them. Who are they? They are not representing their people. They are not legit, should I say. They need yet another war. That's the only way they can get back European Reich.
Yeah, no, they say they're going to collapse if they don't do it. Talk about biting off more than you can chew. Exactly. Remember 2 years ago when they gave a standing ovation to an actual SS officer who commanded killing 3,000 people at once, putting them into graves in Ukraine. And then they get up and they say, he fought Russians in World War II. And the whole parliament collapsed as if they didn't know Russia fought the Nazis in World War II. No, they knew. They are literally rubbing it in our faces. These people are insane.
No, they're just Canadians. They're not insane. And with all due respect to ice hockey heroes, but Canada became home for a lot of Bandera criminals.
Yeah, they the deputy prime minister is a Ukrainian. Her grandfather ran the Nazi propaganda in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, but MI6, you had this lady. She came from the ugly family story of Nazi criminal. The guy who runs Palantir in United Kingdom. He is the grandson of the top-notch British Nazi. Those guys, they love their grandfathers. And they cherish their family history. Man, let's imagine for a second, if God, just for a few seconds, will look at this world, what kind of decision will he make? Are we worthy living as a humanity? Or we completely disappoint our Creator? What kind of world is there when people have to come up with enormously anti-Christian, anti-Muslim, anti-Jewish ideas? When men are stating that, oh, I can join women's sport. And when people are saying that, come on, we have to protect ladies in women's sport, they just willing to destroy them.
And that was my next question. We're almost out of time, and I really appreciate your time. Tucker Carlson's been targeted for particular destruction because he doesn't want everybody to die. And he talks about how the State Department funds global homo and targets Eastern Europe and Russia with it. They target our kids with it. They say that's Russian propaganda. No, they've spent hundreds of billions pumping out anti-family crap. And then they claim because Russia has halfway thrown the pedo demon off your back that somehow it's Russian propaganda that when we speak out against it. What do you say about global homo and its goal?
There is an exact date when countries decided that they're no longer Christian countries. That's the date when the parliaments voted for homosexual marriages. It's either or. Either you're Christian or you believe in homosexual marriages. So Europe is no longer Christian. America? I don't know. But when British scientists 2 days ago came up with a great plan that in order for humanity to prosper, it has to reduce amount of people living on half. Tell me that it's not Satanism, the purest form. The purest form. Homosexuality is obviously is not just a free choice now. Not at all. It's a toy in devil's hands. It's a toy of destruction of humanity. You have to admit it. It's either or.
Well, there's no doubt. As soon as homosexual marriage passed, the dam broke, and they said, now we want your children, and they just totally exploded. And you're right. If we don't have 2.1 children for every two adults, society collapses. And all these governments say cut it in half. It turns out the heads of Google, all of them are anti-family. They're anti-natalist. And they literally just want to kill people in general. So you asked earlier who runs it, who's at the top. You just said it. It's Satan. Vladimir, it's Satan.
Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right, my friend. So are you Russian propaganda? What kind of people can even come up with something as stupid as that? Jesus, what century are they living in? It's amazing. Amazing. They should get some new tunes. The old ones are not working anymore.
Well, do you have any hope that we can survive this cancer? Because you're still on the air. I should have you back on. I know you got to go. You got stuff
anytime.
Going on. But you need to tell some of your frontline battle stories. I mean, you spend, what, half your time in the front?
Anytime. I sure will.
Okay.
Every week. But we'll do it next time. So there are a lot of stories because I see that we're running out of time.
Come on whenever you want because I'd love to do an hour about what you've witnessed, what's really happening on the battlefield.
We'll do that. Thank you, man. We'll set a time and date and we'll get our listeners to be all there and viewers.
Well, we better do it before
the
nuclear...
We'll sign up for Alex Jones.
We better do it, the interview quick before we all die in nuclear hellfire. Hurry up. All right, Vladimir, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Wow. All right, hour number 4 straight ahead. Wow, that was rap power. That guy's smart.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. after you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3-5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
CDC COVID quarantine camp training for total tyranny. That's right. Here's the report.
In July 2020, as America reeled from lockdowns and riots, the CDC quietly published a detailed operational plan for nationwide quarantine facilities targeting those deemed high risk, titled Interim Operational Considerations for Implementing the Shielding Approach to Prevent COVID-19 Infections in Humanitarian Settings. The document outlined forced relocation into isolated, quote, green zones at household, neighborhood, and camp levels. Insider and whistleblowers allege the entire scheme was engineered years earlier as the centerpiece of a Hillary Clinton presidency rollout, a calculated plan to herd the unvaccinated into nationwide concentration-style camps and break them into compliance through isolation, deprivation, and psychological pressure. Essentially, dissenters funneled into concentration camps.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
The official document may have surfaced under Trump, but the original intent, according to those connecting the dots, was a far darker permanent medical tyranny ready to be unleashed the moment the right administration took power.
Get vaccinated.
The most important thing you can do to prepare for your holidays is to get your updated COVID vaccine. And if you get it now, you'll be protected in time for winter holiday gatherings.
President Biden has again tested positive for COVID-19 and is back in isolation. Just last week, the president tested positive for the virus. He experienced mild symptoms and was treated with Paxlovid.
As the unelected Bill Gates and his bloated private influence and high-level government briefings steered the policy.
The presence of social media plus a pandemic is a combination that's never been tried before. And, you know, nobody would have predicted that I and Dr. Fauci would be so prominent in, you know, really kind of evil theories about, you know, did we create the pandemic? Are we trying to profit from it? And on and on. And so, you know, I'm very surprised by that. I hope it goes away. I hope it doesn't hold back, you know, mask wearing or seeking out vaccines.
Despite claims it was a humanitarian project, the language mapped a scalable system of containment with zero precedent, going far beyond the temporary measures Americans actually endured, revealing an institutional willingness to warehouse American citizens under the banner of public health. The document detailed community buildings with a single entry point for meager food and supplies, zero free movement in or out, 2-meter distancing even from visitors, a complete ban on religious services, dedicated monitors watching every move for, quote, compliance and, quote, stigma, and cold contingency plans to stop the inevitable suicides. Authorities planned for community backlash and potential violence if people resisted after their freedom was sidelined for supposed safety. America was just inches away from permanent medical concentration camps. The original trajectory would have gone from prolonged restrictions to mandatory measures, all while the Mockingbird media cheered it on. The document stands as stark evidence that COVID-era controls were designed to be far more sweeping and enduring than what ultimately materialized, raising enduring questions about the CDC's institutional mindset and the thin line between safety and the mad leap.
All right, hit pause. Towards the report goes on from here. It's so powerful. I got to give it a powerful headline. Did you know the COVID tyrants have set up concentration camps worldwide for their next planned pandemic? We got to get the word out and stop them. Something like that, because that's what we're dealing with.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine, and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, that report was so powerful. Some stations don't carry the first five of every hour, but I just aired John Bowen's report that's up at alexjoneslive.com. And let's put the headline back up. It's not that Bowen's headline's bad. It's that the report is so hardcore and so serious that I was sitting there during the break talking to the crew about posting it to X and to Rumble, and I said, I can't come up with a headline powerful enough. I mean, Bound Report, CDC COVID quarantine camp tyranny. Did you know it's on the books to lock us down, forcibly inject us at the federal and state level in states like New York, but federally? It needs to be repealed. And the same damn laws were passed by Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Europe, Canada. It's all standardized, folks. It's all standardized. Now, to Trump's credit, he didn't pass that stuff when he was in. Biden did it. But Bounds shows the laws, goes over it. Kind of an important report. And then we got another report that McBreen just put out, because you notice they're back with new pandemics they want. They're back with more mRNA shots. They've put in a new CDC director that thinks we should all be forcibly injected and says every shot's totally safe, blah, blah, blah. Covered it in the first hour. The point is, they're back. But we got to keep hammering this. You know how many lives we saved? On the street, I went to Hawaii vacation for 8 days and then took care of some family stuff for a few days when I got back. But the point is that I got mobbed by people, black, white, Asian, young, old, you name it, who were like, thank you for saving so many and are in the COVID tyranny. Thank you. I was going to take the shot, but I didn't. Or I was in the military and you gave us the support we needed. A bunch of us said no. And I would look at them and I'd say, thank me. We're all in this together. They want to enforceably inject me. They want to lock me down. They want to bring in a global medical ID under the UN and Bill Gates.
I mean, you understand, I got to wake up as many people as I can for me. For me. And by the way, I don't say that to go, oh, look, I'm selfish for me, me, me. I have empathy. I generally care about other people. But you know why you have empathy? When you're driving down the road at 50 miles an hour and a homeless person walks out in front of a truck and you see them smashed bloody everywhere and you pull over to render aid and they're taking their last breaths and you sit there till the ambulances get there and tell the cops what you saw. 3 times I've seen people die on the highway. And every time you're just like, go over and try to help them. And, and I don't care. And by the way, I've never seen this, thank God, but I've talked to firemen and police. No matter how tough they are, when they see little smashed kids, they start puking. They almost puke just remembering this person's head was all completely cut up, blood squirted out. I knew him. Was a high schooler older than me. I'm almost about to throw up. Sorry. And you know why you have that? Because you like living, folks. I'm sorry, I've seen a deer hit and splattered everywhere. I didn't feel bad. I mean, I'm not glad I got killed, but it's a deer. I genetically see humans getting smashed and blood spraying everywhere. I don't like it because I know I have empathy, you see. But that's a spiritual thing, too. It's ingrained. You can intellectually think, why do you have that feeling? Why do you think when one person throws up, other people do? It's like a genetic thing. Well, if they're throwing up, they must have eaten something bad. I probably ate the same thing. It's a communal tribal thing. I'm going to puke, too. And when you look at Fauci and the globalists, we ought to all be puking, like rejecting him, like you make me want to throw up. What do we say about something really gross, really bad, really sick? Makes you want to puke. And I think about nuclear war and the fact that the Russians have convinced themselves they can have one and they're ready for it now. I mean, they're getting the triggers ready. That, and they're like, Putin, Medvedev, they just had their top broadcaster on. That guy's smart as hell. He's as eloquent as I am or more so in English, second language. That guy's famous. He used to come live here in the U.S. The point is that they're just like, okay, we're ready to go. They're not playing around, okay? Same thing with the Iranians. When we killed their pope, the Israelis told Trump, you do that, they'll quit. Someone with ROTC level college geopolitical training would know that if you killed their Ayatollah, that made them only get 10 times more pissed and unified their ass. That's why the Israel lobby may kill Trump, because he's opened the door saying, if I get killed, it's Iran. Then, oh, it's full war, folks. We'll nuke them so quick. The public will go from being anti-war to pro-war. If they blow up Trump or shoot down his airplane or shoot him and say that the Iranians did it. So I'm going to say this now. When all these people at the airport, it happens on Mountain Public all the time. The most common thing I get is thank you so much for exposing COVID and exposing how bad it was. And you were right. And you know, we ended up not taking the shot because of it. I had some family that didn't got really sick or died. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, thank you. When's the last time I listened to the show? Well, I see clips on X and here and there. I heard you're off the air. About half people, I go, no, I'm off the air. I'm at AlexJonesLive.com. Same radio stations. They're like, oh, great. I'll tune in. God, I thought you were off the air last time I heard 3 months ago. And I don't care about my big audience. I care about reaching people to have the most power we've got to expose these monsters. I mean, I'm not risking my life taking on the deep state and being on Ukraine's enemies hit list and all the rest of it just because I like to be in danger. And you even heard the Russians saying, I don't dislike Trump. You know, we think he means well. He's just not in control. And it's really true. And again, people are like, hey, be easy on Trump. Okay, now he's put in a CDC ad that wants to forcibly inject and legalize and force push all these mRNA shots. You're getting the opposite of what you voted for, and it's getting worse. You're just going to sit there and take it? But I'm not willing to just accept nuclear war. I'm not willing to just throw my hands up. But I understand the Russians are the ones looking down the barrel of a gun. And so they're just like, okay, let's do it. But that's because they aren't insulated like we are. Yeah, the average American's against the war, 80+%. That's great. But People aren't serious enough to stop it. I said weeks ago, I said, I'm going to turn the heat up because of this war and them getting the draft ready. And I said, impeach Trump, 25th Amendment, War Powers Act, better pass, better kill this war. You think I wanted to do that? After all I've been persecuted by the Democrats, how evil they are, I don't go vote for them. That doesn't endorse them saying he's going bad on us. It just says that we can't sit here and let him go sideways like this anymore. We can't sit here like we're in some cult and do this. So I'm going to get back to the news and play this new McBreen report that goes great with the Bound report, but they have prepared the camps for the next pandemic, the next lockdown, and then after that, for the rest of your life, you leave your house, your cell phone's with you, it says when you can leave, what days a week you can drive your car, it turns everything into a 15-minute city, and you're like, oh, they'll never do that, oh, they'll never put kill switches in all the cars, my law, now the law. I told you 25 years ago the smart meters were going to track everything you do in your house, now they admit it. They got the grid in place, folks, and now they're starting to implement it. So let's get this right. I'm the tail. You're the head and the shoulders and the stomach and then the chest and the belly and the back and the legs and everything else, okay? And you're the tail, too. Yeah, I'm a leader. I'm kind of the eyes and ears, you could say, instead of the tail. But the point is, I'm just a focal point of this. I'm just a little piece of it, okay? But a focus point. That's why they want me off the air. To destroy me, they think that'll intimidate you. And so we've survived so long, there's this weird paradox. When you've held on for so long, people just kind of get with like, yeah, it came out the CIA targeted him. Yeah, the FBI. Yeah, they did this to his family. Yeah, but you know, he's a tough guy. Because I don't get up here and whine and bitch, and I don't feel like a victim. I feel like a warrior that has been blessed to be kept in the thick of the fight. I quote John Paul Jones all the time, not just, I've not yet begun to fight, when they said surrender and he ended up winning. But he said in his commission, he said, I'll take this commission. But he said, I only want the fastest ships and I only want to be sent into direct battle. He said, I will not take this commission unless I am guaranteed by the command that I will be given the fastest ship you can get me and that I will be sent directly into battle. And they said, here you go, pal, knock yourself out. Go attack ships three times your size. Okay, let's go. And you have commissioned me for this fight, and we've got the wins, folks, okay? Use a World War II analogy of a fighter plane, how many things it shot down or ships it sunk, and the whole, both sides of the plane have got shot down planes and sunk ships and blown up trains. Just sticker, 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 sticker. The whole damn fuselage is covered with what we've blown the living snot out of. And it wasn't me doing that. It's all of us. This aircraft has been shot full of holes more than once, though. And we've had a few crash landings. But they're ass to Timbuktu. They have got blood in their mouth from us punching their teeth out. We have gouged their eyeballs out. We have smashed their heads on the concrete. We've stomped their guts till they come out the end of their patooties. We got victory written all over us, and they know it. Because if there's one thing I ain't, it's somebody that's going to get walked on as somebody's slave. Because it doesn't feel good to bow to evil. It doesn't feel good to bow to bullies. It doesn't feel good. It feels good to risk my life against these people. It feels good to work hard and stand against them. My cells tell me, you're good. Your ancestors, you measure up. We like you. That's what your instincts are, is your ancestors. My ancestors are happy. Their genetics ain't walking around in some pussy. But I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, as much as this dog wants to fight, and I will, I can't do it without your support. So I'm going to just say it again. I swear on my soul that I need more money to hire more hosts and more crew and kick globalist ass and have mobile crews and do better than Infowars ever did. And I swear on my soul that I have just enough money to run this operation and for our legal battles and no extra money. And that frustrates me. And I don't want to spend my time on it. I don't want to spend my energy on it. I just want the vast majority of you that never buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com to just go and get some t-shirts and go get some methylene blue and get some bovine colostrum and get some Irish sea moss. By the way, it all works really great. It's all really good for you. You're going to love it if you just take it. What do I got to do for you? Wait till they put me in prison or put a couple bullets in me? Oh, I bet there'll be lots of support then. I don't want that to happen. We have proven ourselves, and I'm not even whining, but people get it backwards. Oh, thank you for sacrificing. Thank you for fighting. Oh, God, you were the most vocal person. You were right about COVID. You saved our lives. Thank you. And I just look at them and say, well, thank you. When's the last time you heard the show? Oh, I tuned in 2 days ago. In fact, I could tell you were, you know, and I'm like, okay, great. Next person. Hey, that's great. When's the last time you listened to the show? Well, aren't you off the air? I mean, I still see the clips. Yeah, well, thank you for what? What's the last thing you saw? Well, I saw this thing you talked about, this and that. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm still on the air, alexjoneslive.com. Will you please tune in and will you tell people about it? You bet. Absolutely. Because listen, I get about the shoulder. A lot of them are listening right now. And I go, listen, you understand you're all the horsepower in this engine. You understand we can't do this without each other. You understand. Sometimes I'll get, you know, you're just as important as me, right? I mean, how do I get you to understand that here? We can beat these people real easy. 80%+ of the American people don't want these wars. Upwards of 90% want to see Fauci hanging from a rope and Bill Gates. But it's your word of mouth, it's your prayer, and it's your financial support. All you got to do is share the links to the articles and videos. All you got to do is go to the Alex Jones store. And I mean, you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? We scour and look, whatever's the highest rated, whatever has the best studies, whatever's absolutely incredible. You know, I knew about Minbenzidol 20 years ago, not just for antiviral. And because the studies were so fantastical and incredible, and because it was just too good to be true, I never promoted it in a way like some form of weird cowardice of wanting to be the best goody two-shoes and not wanting somebody to call me a snake oil salesman because it's just too good a news. But now because it's in all the U.S. government studies and all the rest of it, now I realize now I'm willing to push it on you when I already knew it was incredible 20 years ago. But see, I don't have cowardice exposing bad guys. I have this weird neurotic cowardice that I've got to be the absolutely right and the very best. And then even if something has the illusion of not being good, because there's a lot of people out there that claim other stuff is this or that when it's not, that I better not do that just because. That's why I never got into Bitcoin and all that, even though Max Kaiser tried to give me the equivalent of like $50 billion of it, what it was literally worth later. I couldn't figure out a wallet on the laptop, and he got all pissed off at Bilderberg and like, 2009 or whatever it was, it just come out. He was trying to give me thousands of bitcoins. And as I learned about over the years, I knew it was real. I knew it was good, but there was all these scams associated with it. So I'm like, well, I just won't get into this because, you know, some people will hear me promote it. I'll be promoting the right thing, but then they'll go out and somebody else will rip them off. That's like saying, I'm not going to promote the Second Amendment because somebody might get a gun and do something wrong with it. You see what I mean? And the reason I tell the story about myself is I know I'm just like you. You're just like my family. Like, well, we better not do this because we might not do a perfect job and we don't have a perfect plan yet. And hey, there ain't time for that no more. So I'll commit to you all this. I've never lied. I've never censored anybody. I've never done that. But I have dialed things back just because it just seems like too over the top. Well, you know what? If something's reality, and I've already had a very low filter, so don't worry. But I've really been praying about this a lot and thinking about it. And I got to consciously every day tell myself, now, Jones, get the filter completely off. Now, the problem is if I do that, then I might get a little out of control. Because, see, when I get mad and go crazy, that's all real, folks. Okay? That's never an act. But then stuff gets a little wild then, doesn't it? Now, it's very entertaining and everything because it's real. But if I do completely get rid of my filter and let the dog out, it's gonna be messy. But at a gut level, a spiritual level, I think that's the time where that's what God's telling me to do. And I'm just like, okay, Holy Spirit, then you better control the flesh here. Because, see, I opened myself up to really tell you what I think. We'll have the magic moments with Jesus and the Holy Spirit flowing through, but I also got the flesh. Sometimes when that energy's going, I'll veer out of that right lane or I'll get out of the lane I'm supposed to be into, and I'll go over into caveman, crazy man lane. And then I could even go even further, which I haven't done in a long time, and I could swerve a little too much and go over into Demonville. So imagine you're driving down a highway, you got the Jesus highway here, and you're on fire. But when you're spiritually jacked up and open to that level, everything gets really wild. It starts moving quicker and quicker. And then all of a sudden, you can get over here in Captain Caveman land real quick. Or you can slide on some spiritual ice, and you're spinning out into not a good place. I think some of you know what I'm talking about. Then part of me says, no, I should get like a monk and just totally be calm and get in that mode. And God just says, you should do what I tell you. And that means all of it. The point is I'm going to give you everything I got. I'm going to leave it all on the field, 1,000,000,000%. And I want to do this. I want to fight for you as hard as I can. But I'm like a missile full of cluster bombs to blow up the enemy, and there's not enough fuel in the rocket to shoot me 5 miles to blow up the enemy base. I mean, I got the main headquarters. This is an analogy. I don't mean literally. This is not a violent statement. I mean, it's an analogy. We got the enemy headquarters dialed in. Their main brass is meeting. I'm the warhead, got the missile tube, and I'm just like, fuel me, fuel me, fuel me. And it's like, sorry, we got enough fuel for you to go a mile. Okay, find me a secondary target. Okay, there's an enemy weapons depot. Let's blow that up. Instead, if I can get 5 miles down the road, I can send this missile right up their butt, right down their chimney, right into the heart of their asses. And they know that. But I need your word of mouth. I need to get more people. I need a chain reaction. And I need more reporters, because this is what's going to happen. The discipline of being live is powerful. And the new big studios and all that are getting ready. And then you bring in more hosts, and you're covering stuff live time with big screens, with live feeds. I'm going to start doing lots of the show standing up and moving stuff around. It's going to be powerful, and other hosts. And then as stuff is live, we're constantly breaking stuff. We're constantly bringing on huge guests. We're going to have debates and forums and just crank it up, baby. But I need your support. And I need you to just go to thealexjonesstore.com, because this isn't really a plug right now. I'm kind of just giving you an update on what we want to do and what we're up to and what we're engaged in. But there's nowhere where you can support somebody and get great products at the same time giving your energy. That's what money is, the symbol of your energy, to something that will hurt the bad guys grievously. All right, I'm going to stop plugging and come back with the masses of news. I got this big brain report I want to play. It's like 3 minutes long. We'll play it when we come out of break. But if you don't take my word for it, as I don't want you to, but if you don't take my advice, the word of the wise is sufficient, and research mabenzidol studies. What is mabenzidol associated with? It's not just anti-parasitic. And what's ivermectin associated with? And you'll read it for yourself. And you'll understand, you'll know why they don't want you to have it. We have the pharmaceutical grade. It's at 1776rx.health. The ivermectin with the mabenzidol, strong. Talk to your physician first before you take it. That's what you're doing when you go to the site. It's telemedicine. 1776rx.health. And it's the smartest thing you can do for an overall detox. And it funds its operation. It's that simple. All right. I'm not looking at my stacks of news for lack of news. With 30 minutes left, there's just unbelievable amounts of stuff here. I want to hit Tucker Carlson and Bill's 10-point manifesto amid third-party speculation. What do I bottom line think about this? Not just what he's saying the manifesto is. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But what is the feasibility of it? I'll give you my take. We'll also get into more of this AI news that just broke. We've also got some really big news dealing with Iran that just broke. Oh, and I mentioned this. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. This would take... Oh, oops. I may have to hit this tomorrow because... I may have to do a special report on this there on the show. The Zorro Ranch cover-up. People always think I know everything. I don't. Who was it? Aristotle said, I know that I know nothing. People that tell you that know a lot more than people that tell you they know everything. I mean, I knew there was a cover-up at Zorro Ranch, but now we've got the full depths of it, or let's say some of the depth of it. It is bad, folks. I mean, total takeover by good old Todd Blanche. So, we got that coming up.
So we'll come in with a McBreen thing, and then I said I'd do this. We'll do the Zorro Ranch, and then if I have to, I'll just shoot a bunch of special reports because I got to get to all this other stuff. Got to do it. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we want to devastate the globalist. I want to thank you all for your past support. Want to thank those that have prayed for the broadcast, and I just want to encourage those of you on the fence. It's really self harm. If you care about freedom and hate the globalists not supporting us, I mean, it really is insane. Victory's within our hands here. We have torn the living hell out of the globalists, and I need to do more of it, but I can't do without your support. Rebuild us, energize us. Humbly, I ask for your support now. Don't wait. Control your destiny. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
The other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, goes, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gave back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah, yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
I like them shirts, y'all.
Can you believe it? It's the girls from our shirts, Cletus.
Yeehaw! Look at that! Hell yeah!
We match!
I think they liked us.
We should go back. Kunda-ha! Ha!
AlexJonesStore.com, your one-stop shop for exclusive deals and products. Visit the site now and save big.
Days
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. You've been.
Down in Texas. People just going to make things 100 times worse. You were designed to fight tyranny. You were designed to overcome it. This is an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's a quick McBreen piece saluting the purebloods, the unvaccinated. That's not even accurate. It's not a vaccine. The mutagenic death weapon. And just knowing they're coming back again, and we got to keep hammering and press the attack to save our children, ourselves, and the future. Here's the clip, and then we'll get into Zorro Ranch cover-up.
Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. It's time to make it count.
Real.
reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Reality starts here at AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Resist the tyrants. You are the Paul Revere's. Yes, we owe an incredible debt to everyone that stood against the COVID tyranny's lies, that lost their jobs, that were put in jail. My great crew that was there with us during the fights in the first weeks of the lockdowns out there, protesting, Antifa attacking us. We were there. We told the truth. We were right. We've been vindicated. Don't forget it. And remember, you're needed now more than ever. And this broadcast is needed now more than ever. So take action, Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds and follow us at Real Alex Jones on X, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, and the mothership, the new news site, the next phase of the info war, AlexJonesLive.com. All right, so we know there's been a DOJ bipartisan cover-up for now almost 20 years of what was happening with Epstein, the Mossad MI6 CIA operative, and the huge honeypot operation he was running that he took over from Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell. He also worked for the former attorney general's dad at the girls' school bar. The emails we have, the millions of them, are so damning. The cannibalism, the sex slavery, the genetic engineering. But Zorro Ranch was the main headquarters in New Mexico. And if you look at satellite photos of it and drone photos, you can see the snorkels that come up around the house and 100 yards out from it or so. Those, you don't have those big concrete breathing vents, air vents, when you, for structures that don't have things under them. And victims, witnesses, people we've had on, confirmed victims, said that they woke up on medical tables underneath the facility and that all sorts of things were being done. They were having their eggs harvested and more. And we know Peter Nygaard did very similar things in the Caribbean as well. He's in prison for that. So we were told the feds went in with cadaver searching dogs and went in with ground penetrating radar. And now we learn none of that was true. The feds did a deal in 2019 when Trump was first in his first administration to let them run the investigation, but that they would then give the state their findings. They haven't done that. So now we've got a newscast on that subject. This is a big deal. New Mexico sues DOJ and Todd Blanche alleging they blocked the Epstein probe. And in the lawsuit I have right here, it's lengthy. You should read it for yourself. We have it posted up on Real Alex Jones on X and also at AlexJonesLive.com. This is damning what they did. Very, very important information to continue to expose the Epstein situation that could bring down the entire deep state. And the court of public opinion has already convicted these people of the cover-up. So let's go ahead and go to this newscast and we'll break it down.
There's a new lawsuit now against the DOJ. The state's attorney general is accusing the feds, right, the DOJ led by Todd Blanche, of basically stonewalling the state's investigation into alleged abuse by Jeffrey Epstein at his Zorro Ranch. New suit just in. Remember, we took you to the doorstep of that 10,000-acre ranch back in April. It was once owned by Epstein. It's under new ownership now. At least 10 women say Epstein groomed or abused them at the ranch since the mid-90s for decades. Some were teenagers when they say it happened. Right now, state prosecutors in New Mexico, they're looking into this. They have the only active criminal investigation in the U.S. open into Epstein. It's just them. But the state's attorney general is accusing the feds of refusing to facilitate that investigation of state law crimes because they say the department isn't turning over unredacted Epstein files they need. New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres is our newsmaker today. He's joining us now. Mr. Attorney General, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, you and I have spoken repeatedly over, you know, a period of many months. And one of the things that you've always left on the table is the possibility that you may take legal action against the DOJ if you were not getting the documents that you wanted to see. Now, here we are today. That legal action is upon us here. What specifically do you need from the DOJ that they're not giving you? And why is it you think, why are they not doing it in your view?
Well, Hallie, fundamentally, we need Todd Blanche and the United States Department of Justice to stop stonewalling this agency. It's been 173 days since we first asked for unredacted access to the complete Epstein files, and we still don't have that access, despite repeated assurances from Mr. Blanche, Jay Clayton, and others that they would cooperate with this investigation and help us move things forward so we could try and hold people accountable here in New Mexico.
Why is it so important for you to get access to these unredacted files?
Well, what we know now from looking at least some of the documents that are available through the Epstein Transparency Act is that Zorro Ranch is referenced more than 13,000 times. The problem is that many of those references are then obscured in terms of being redacted in whole or in part. What that means is that we can't clearly identify potential co-conspirators, witnesses, other evidence or leads that we could develop in terms of furthering our investigation. We have asked for the kind of cooperation that state and federal law enforcement officers and agencies have engaged in for decades. And for whatever reason, Todd Blanche and the Department of Justice simply refuses to cooperate with this ongoing criminal probe here in New Mexico.
Do you believe that the feds have the initial investigative file that the state turned over to the DOJ back in 2019?
I think they have access to not only that information, but a whole range of additional information that would be helpful to advancing the different theories and the potential co-conspirators that my investigators and prosecutors are looking at right now. And so, you know, when there are 13,000 references in the open source files that we know about, and the department hands us back 31 pages of recycled, you know, news clippings and correspondence from our own agency, it's pretty obvious that they're stonewalling and that they're obstructing our requests. We've done everything that they have asked in terms of following their process, following their procedure. And at the end of the day, it just seems like there is no commitment to transparency and cooperation on their part.
And do you blame Todd Blanche for that?
You know, I think this is a collective responsibility at the Department of Justice. I mean, obviously, Mr. Blanche has been sort of at the center of making all of the key and critical decisions, including decisions that led to the mishandling of a private and sensitive information related to Epstein survivors. He certainly now is the acting attorney general, the person responsible, and the person who could, frankly, before this day is out, could, with the stroke of a pen, grant us the access that we've been asking for, direct to the Southern District, direct the attorneys that work in his agency to comply with the request and give us this information. He still refuses to do that. And there is not any clear explanation that I have seen or legal justification for why they are refusing to cooperate.
Well, I can tell you, you say the DOJ is stonewalling. Here's what the DOJ is saying, because they've sent us a statement now on your lawsuit today. I'm going to read it to you. They say that the Epstein Files Transparency Act does not require, and the protective orders in place in the Southern District of New York do not permit, disclosure of victim identifying information carte blanche. And they say that New Mexico, your state, has provided no lawful basis to justify such sweeping disclosures. No lawful basis is what they say, sir. They also say they're available to assist your investigation as consistent with the law. Your response?
Well, I think it's both hypocritical and cowardly for an agency that has evidenced no real commitment to respecting the privacy rights and interests or you know, the basic decency of the Epstein survivors to then hide behind Epstein survivors and use that as some sort of justification for not cooperating with the only active law enforcement investigation in the country. You know, I think if you asked Epstein survivors if they agree with Todd Blanche's decision to stonewall our request for access
to
this information, they wouldn't support that. As to, you know, what the legal justification is, we have provided them with ample legal justification and specifics related to our ongoing criminal investigation. They are simply coming up with excuses and procedural excuses to try and shield what is ultimately a policy decision that Todd Blanche has made because he has decided that he is unwilling to cooperate and support this ongoing investigation.
You write that the DOJ's own prosecution memo for the investigation into potential Epstein co-conspirators describes a sexual assault by a woman who was not Ghislaine Maxwell occurring at Zorro Ranch. Mr. Attorney General, do you think at this point that there was another woman facilitating assaults in a similar way to Maxwell?
The truth is we don't know at this point. I mean, it's a possibility, but it's the kind of thing that, you know, we can't get to the bottom of and we can't get all the answers that we need in the time that we have to sort of resolve this question. If we had access to all the files, we would be in a much better position to answer that question and a whole range of other questions about who is implicated beyond Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, how did this occur, what co-conspirators have yet to be identified, what survivors have yet to be identified, what other witnesses and evidence we could use in building a prosecution here in the state of New Mexico. And so all of these questions would be answered much more easily if we could actually rely on cooperation from the United States Department of Justice.
Last one for you, because as you know, we spent some time in New Mexico. We spoke with members of the Truth Commission. They have an interim report out today, and what is a parallel investigation is authorized by the legislative branch in your state. They say that they have proposed that the commission and that you, the New Mexico DOJ, coordinate and collaborate when conducting interviews and depositions of victims, witnesses, and others. But they say that the commission and you have been unable to reach an agreement. Why is that? Why have you not come to a deal? Are you willing to collaborate, as they say, coordinate and collaborate with them?
Yeah, we've been engaged in a process with them for the last several months. We've sent them proposed MOUs, and we are waiting for their response to how we can coordinate, particularly engagement with survivors. One of the things that is of paramount interest for us and for our prosecutors is to be able to maintain the integrity of statements that are obtained from survivors, because we want to make sure that those are still viable statements that can be used potentially in a criminal case. We haven't been able to resolve that in terms of developing an MOU, but that's something that we continue to work through, and it's a process that we've been engaged in for quite some time.
Mr. Attorney General, New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres, our newsmaker today, thank you so much for your time on what I know is a busy day for you. We really appreciate you being back on the show.
Great. Thank you.
Of course, we should note that Ghislaine Maxwell, who is convicted of recruiting and grooming teenage girls, has denied all wrongdoing.
We thank you for watching.
And then she's in prison for it, though. And the DOJ tells us that there's no human trafficking and nothing happened and Epstein killed himself and that the Easter Bunny and Keebler elves are real. All right. Now, I'm going to get more into this tomorrow, but let's start hitting it now. Last week, when this photo got released by Tucker Carlson via MTG at his main hunting lodge compound, great place, I've been there a few times, of Congressman Massey, former Congressman MTG, and others like Joe Kent, former head of counterterrorism, who I'll be joining in a debate against pro-war, pro-Iran war folks in Dallas coming up Saturday. The rumor was they were preparing an America First third-party run. Now Joe Kent, we have a newscast clip of this we'll play in a moment, has come out and said, indeed, that is the plan and that is what is being set up and being prepared. Now, first off, in general, our system's not set up like a parliamentary system. So if you get a third party, that will tend to just drag from one of the parties, not both. So it could be a spoiler for Republicans. But when you're in this big a crisis, I overall support it, because if the Republicans are ignoring the Tea Party and the populists that had built a beachhead there and were taking control of it, this is a way to get them back and honest to their roots, so they can't just sit there and do unpopular things. Then we lose regardless at the midterms and in the general election coming up. And when you've got people like reportedly in the wings, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., and of course, Tucker, MTG, Joe Kent, Thomas Massie involved, that is a dream team of people. And they're American citizens, and they have a right to launch a third America First party. And so there's not any rumors about this anymore. Tucker has now put out a 10-point manifesto dialing in what they would do with this new America First third party. So let's look at it. There's 10 points. Be fair. The same rules should apply to the presidents, federal agents, and such elites as Jeffrey Epstein, whose impunity, Carlson casts an emblematic of the Epstein class, enriching itself through a corrupt system and being above the law. Number two, sovereignty. Carlson claimed that Israel pushes the U.S. into the Iran war through bribery or threat of both, while describing foreign lobbying corporations and controlling government and high-interest debt as forms of slavery. Tomorrow I'll actually read his actual manifesto. This is Axios' breakdown of it. Number three, productive. America should rebuild farming, manufacturing, and craftsmanship while rejecting an economy dominated by finance, real estate, speculation, surveillance systems, and weapons. Number four, beautiful. Carlson argued that the urban planners deliberately uglified, that's declassified, the CIA did, American cities and portrayed brutalist architecture, graffiti, public drug use, and violent crime as deliberate attacks on the public. You know, I'm actually going to go over this tomorrow on air, maybe even today in a special report, and then back up each piece with documents because it's all true. Number five, be healthy. Carlson embraced RFK Jr.'s food agenda, calling the universal sobriety, and said widespread use of drugs such as Xanax, Adderall, and SSRIs has left Americans half-addled. I agree with that. Number six, be honest. Government officials should be punished for lying to citizens and most classified records, including JFK assassination, 9/11, should be opened. Number seven, optimistic. Carlson argued that having children is a biological imperative and the foundation of long-term thinking, while blaming aging and childless elites for policies that disregard future generations. Yeah, they're anti-natalist, anti-human, with all the big think tanks pushing for getting rid of people. Number eight, be wise. Schools should teach how the physical world actually works and what he called unchanging facts about human nature, including innate differences between men and women rather than credentials, screens, and technological fads. Number nine, dissent. The U.S. should apologize and pay restitution for killing noncombatants, reverse Trump's Department of War, rebrand, and stop funding allies that commit what Carlson called genocide, citing Israel. Number 10, united. Carlson called for halting immigration until the effects of AI become clear, ending benefits for undocumented immigrants, and making English the sole language of federal documents and ballots. I'll read the actual manifesto either in a special report tonight or tomorrow on air, and I want to go over each point of this and pull up the documents proving that what Tucker said was true. Here's Joe Kent when he went on Piers Morgan yesterday and said, indeed, they are launching this new third-party movement. I'll talk to him personally about it coming up Saturday when I see him in Dallas for the debate, but here it is. It's the Joe Kent report, and it's him with he's on the broadcast with Piers Morgan, and I was saying we're going to play that clip in this segment. If you'd like, I can go to the list and pull it up for you. Or if we run out of time here, I guess we can do that in post. But it's about the Tucker third party run. Here, I'll just read through each one of the clips here on air. We'll get to it, I guess. Number one was Nicholas Hushletler. That's not it. Number two was Glenn Beck. Number three was Tim Pool. Number four was Tucker Carlson's Alliance and Common Good Conversation. Then we've got number five was Moroccan Police. Number six was Chevron. Oh, it's number nine. Okay, here's number nine.
Photograph that emerged over the weekend. And you were in this picture. It was at Tucker Carlson's home. You're in there with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie, Tucker. What was this? There is word that you're all planning, as Marjorie Taylor Greene put it, a new political movement. What is the movement? Could it be an actual party? What was going on?
You know, things are in the initial phases right now, but there is a growing consensus on, I think, both the right and the left of people who are sick and tired of the Republican Party. They're sick and tired of the Democrat Party. They want us out of these foolish wars that we're just sitting here talking about right now. Most Americans have no idea what we're talking about. They don't know about Gaza. They don't know about the Straits of Hormuz. They just know that billions of their taxpayer dollars, their blood, their treasure, their sons and their daughters continue to get sent overseas. Our best and brightest get killed. Our taxpayer dollars get spent over there while things continue to decay here in America. And so what we're trying to do is just build a coalition of people who say we're finally going to put America first. We're not going to focus on the next foreign war. We're not going to listen to foreign lobbies like APEC and like the Israelis. We're going to focus on the issues that matter here to the American people. And those of us that were there at that table, myself, Tucker, Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and there's others as well. We are, I think, people who initially were part of the MAGA movement, the Trump Republican Party. But we feel that we...
All right, and his video cuts out there for a moment.
You were frozen right at the end there. Just to be clear, though, before we close things, could this involve establishing a new party?
Look, it certainly could. I mean, if you talk to most Americans out there, they're sick of the Republican Party. they're sick of the Democrat Party. They do want something that actually represents their interests. And again,
yeah, this is definitely, let's put it down. This is definitely something to inject real ideas back into the Republican Party. Rex Jones is hosting the War Room Live coming up. Please stay with us for that and follow us on X at Alex Jones. And please support us at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when. Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink's been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.